degrees outside. Yeah. Beautiful day for baseball. Clearwater Gushers, 57-27 overall, 13-6 in this second half. Face the Tampa Tarpons, the affiliate of the New York Yankees. The Tarpons, 42-43 overall, and 11-8 in the second half. Hello, everybody. I'm Lance Williams here with your Threshers pregame show. Joined as always with Josh Smith, the voice of the Clearwater Gushers. Game two of this six-game series versus the Tarpons. This is the 14th time these teams have faced off against each other this season. Tampa currently leads overall 7-6 with a win yesterday. Tarpons won 17-11. What might have been the most hectic game of the season. The game is 3 hours and 33 minutes. With an additional hour and 20-minute regular. So the game ended just shy of 5 hours after the first pitch, about 3 minutes before midnight. It was also the most runs allowed from the Threshers this season at 17. The scoring started off in the top of the first for the Tarpons. Dalio Rios, his single, brought in Jared Serna and Renny Escamillo to give Tampa a 2-0 lead, but the Threshers added some runs of their own in the bottom of the first. Ricardo Rosario, his sacrifice for Oscar Crawford. The Threshers then took the lead in the bottom of the third when Ryan Rincon hit a 2-run double to make it 3-2 Clearwater. And then Otto Kemp, he hit a sacrifice fly in center field to add an additional run to make it 4-2 Clearwater. And in the bottom of the third, Clearwater extended their lead with an Omarion Boyd ground out. And then in the bottom of the fifth, Ryan Rincon a little league home run with an error from right field against the Gays to make the score 6-3. Then in the top of the sixth, though, Tampa brought 12 to the plate in a 6-3-1-8-run inning to give the Tarpons a 10-6 lead. The Threshers retaliated then with their own high-scoring inning, starting off with Otto Kemp in the bottom of the seventh, and that brought home Brian Rincon, followed by a four RBI single and then three bases loaded walks brought home Boyd, Crawford, and Rincon to give Clearwater the lead at 11-1. Tampa, though, took the lead for good, though, in the top of the eighth with a grand slam from Omar Martinez to score 14-11. And then in the top of the ninth, there's some added assurance for the Tarpons. Jared Serna hit his league-high 18th home run of the season with a 3-run shot to center field to make the score 17-11. The Threshers were not able to overcome that 6-run deficit in the bottom of the ninth. There were some bright spots in this game, though, as every Thresher reached base not once, but at least twice, and eight of those different runners scored runs. In that game, Brian Rincon was 2-for-4 with two doubles, tied his career high of 3 RBIs, and Cole Moore was 2-for-5 with an RBI, extending his hit streak to 7 games. Moore has been fantastic in the month of July. The winning pitcher for the Tarpons was Cole Ayers, who is now 2-for-1. The losing pitcher, John Henriquez, his first loss of the season, 11-1 is his record. Now let's take a look at the lineups for today's game between the Tarpons and the Threshers. We'll start with the visiting Tarpons. Leading off for Tampa is Jared Serna, the shortstop. His 3-run homer yesterday got his RBI total to 64. That's first in the Florida State League. No other batter has 50. That's an incredible lead for Serna. Batting second is Jesus Rodriguez, the catcher, who was the third baseman yesterday for Parkland is my home plate today. Batting third is Renny Escamillo, a switch hitting second baseman, followed by Omar Martinez in the cleanup spot. Martinez, the man who hit the grand slam yesterday, he's at first base. Dalio Rios is hitting fifth at center field. Batting sixth is Brett Barrera, the third baseman. Seventh is Jake Palmer, the left fielder. Batting eighth is Ronnie Rojas, another switch hitter for the Tarpons. He's the designated hitter. Finally, batting ninth for the Tarpons is Felix Nagase, the right-handed hitter as well. The starting pitcher for Tampa is Justin Lin. He's a right-handed pitcher, 25th-ranked prospect in the New York Yankees system. In 2023 with the Tarpons, he's 0-3 with a 4.64 ERA. 54 and a third innings pitched. This is his 15th start of the 2023 season. He'll be taking the ball from the bottom of the first inning. So now let's take a look at the Clearwater Threshers lineup, though. Leading off for the Threshers is Ricardo Rosario, the center fielder. Rosario also having an elite month of July. He's hitting .359 with two home runs and seven RBIs in nine games. He's the leadoff man today. Following him is Jordan Byers, the left-handed hitter. He's at his designated hitter spot. This is his first time hitting second this season. Experimental move from manager Marty Malloy. Byers is on a four-game on-base streak. Batting third is Felix Reyes, the third baseman. Reyes, his 21st game at third. He spent 20 at first, one game at the designated hitter spot. The Phillies organization trying to convert him from a first baseman to a third baseman, trying to move him over to the hot corner. It's been working pretty well, as I think. He was the third baseman yesterday as well. Batting fourth is Jordan Disson, the catcher. His first game since Saturday, 12-round pick for 2022 out of Saddleback College. Batting fifth is Chad Castillo, the first baseman. Left-handed hitter Castillo on a season-high 14-game on-base streak. Some really nice at-bats there. Batting sixth is William Bergoya, who's playing at shortstop today. Bergoya's last game was on Sunday in Fort Myers, where he went 3-for-5 with two RBIs. Batting seventh is Keegan Fergus, the right fielder for the Threshers. Fergus, the 13th round pick from George Washington in 2022. Batting eighth is Matt Alifano, the second baseman. Alifano on a 5-game on-base streak, 22-year-old native. Finally, batting ninth for the Threshers is Troy Schreffler. He's on a 7-game on-base streak. His first game of the series, since he did not play yesterday. Starting pitcher for the Threshers is Samuel Aldegheri, Verona, Italy native. He'll be a left-handed pitcher, which is pretty good, as the Tarpons have three left-handed hitters and two switchers. Aldegheri with a 3-0 record in 2023 with a 3.16 ERA. His 13th game starting, he had one additional game out of the bullpen. He's pitched 57 innings in 2023. So the Threshers taking on the Tarpons here at home. Behind home plate is Tyler Green, and on the bases is Isabella Robb, who's our umpires for today's matchup. So some games are going on right now in the Philly system, all rookie ball teams. DSL Mets, new team, is facing the DSL Phillies Red. Currently, the Phillies Red up 9-2 in the top of the seventh inning. Next, the DSL Phillies White trail the DSL Rockies 3-1 in the top of the seventh. One of the games that are warming up right now, in addition to this game. The Redding Fighting Phillies in Altoona facing off against the Curve. The Jersey Shore Blue Claws are in Winston-Salem at 12 p.m. And the Lehigh Valley Iron Kings facing off against the Toledo Mudhens in Toledo. That game is at 7:05. Iron Kings. Philadelphia Phillies. They won their game yesterday 4-3 in Milwaukee. And they have another tonight at 6:40. Let's take a look at the rest of the Major League scoreboard. Today. No games going on yet. The Guardians game in Pittsburgh starts at 12:35, followed by the Los Angeles Dodgers in Camden Yards against the Orioles at 1:05. Tampa Bay Rays in Texas at 2:05 in Arlington. The St. Louis Cardinals are hosting Miami Marlins at 2:15. The Astros in Colorado at 3:10. The Oakland Athletics hosting the Red Sox at 3:37. The Yankees in Anaheim at 7:07 against the Angels. The Padres are in Toronto at 7:07. Chicago White Sox in Citi Field in Queens at 7:10. Cincinnati Reds hosting the Giants at 7:10. Diamondbacks are in Arizona at 7:20. Washington Nationals in Chicago against the Cubs at 8:05. Detroit Tigers in Kansas City at 8:10. Finally, late at night, the T-Mobile Park in Queens and Seattle against the Mariners at 9:40. Lots of action in the big leagues later tonight. This one game starts soon. Right now, the Threshers trail great to the Rockies in the rest of the nation. Right now, though, Bradenton leads the West 14-5. The Threshers trail right behind them 13-6, as well as the Cubs. Also 13-6. 12 games, 3 games behind Bradenton 11-8. Fort Myers, Red Russell's 8-11. Bottom of the West is the Blue Jays 6-9. The East Division of the day 22 games 9-8. Bottom of the East Division is the Columbus Cardinals 3-13. Down below 500 overall in the season, which is pretty incredible considering.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, out comes the Clearwater Threshers out of the dugout, headlined by Sammy Alvarez, the starting pitcher for today's game. Spots on the field. We'll take a brief pause here on the rest of the broadcast. With the national anthem, Josh and I will be the first pitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your caps and join us as we honor America with the Florida National Anthem. Performing the anthem today is Alyssa Winans.
Threshers' very own Alyssa Winans with a beautiful rendition of the national anthem. Nothing better to get us started for some afternoon baseball here in Clearwater. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and I will be your guide to this baseball game between the Threshers and the Tampa Tarpons. For the first time since opening day, the Threshers have a losing record against another team in the Florida State League. 6 games won by the Threshers, 7 games won by the Tarpons, and Clearwater looks to right the ship in this afternoon game against Tampa, the 14th time these two teams have played each other. Threshers 13-6 in the second half. That is now a game behind the Bradenton Marauders. They have dipped into second place in the second half for the first time since the month of June, when the second half began. And Clearwater already with a playoff spot clinched, but one half championship isn't enough. This team wants to win everything they can possibly win, and that would include a second half title as well. A hungry ball club are the Threshers, and they look to bounce back from a difficult loss last night, a 17-11 contest that was won by the Tampa Tarpons in 9 innings with an hour and 20-minute rain delay. It turned into a game time of almost 5 hours. Alda Gary has it set at the belt. A little while to study Cerna at first, and that curveball misses outside for ball number one. 5 straight misses to start off the game. The defense for the Threshers, beginning with Chad Castillo over at first, Matt Alifano at second, William Bergoglia at short, and Felix Reyes, the third baseman. Jordan Disson, the battery mate of Sam Aldegaris, Troy Scheffler in left, Ricardo Rosario in center, Cade Fergus in right, is the Threshers' defensive alignment. First pitch to Ascanio in the dirt, and Disson smothers the breaking ball, making it 1-0. 3 first pitches, all of them have missed the zone. And the count is 1-0 to Brenny Ascanio. Couple of RBIs on a double last night, up to 26 on the season with 2 home runs and an OPS of 623. Count is 1-0 to Ascanio, 2-1 on 2 walks, and no outs. The pitch. Upstairs on the breaker, 2-0. Aldegary, usually a guy who commands the strike zone well, but so far just 1 pitch in for a strike in his first 11. 2-0 the count to Ascanio with 2-on and nobody out. Here's the 2-0. This one is hit high in the air out to right field. Fergus going towards the corner on the dirt, and that reaches the seats in foul territory for strike one to Ascanio. A bit late on the pitch from Aldegary. Something the Threshers are hoping to avoid. Still nobody out after 3 walks have started off this Wednesday afternoon. And the first pitch fastball misses up and in to Martinez, who drops to the ground to avoid the slipped pitch from Aldegary. 1-0 the count to Martinez with nowhere to put him, as Escanio's on first, Rodriguez is on second, and Cerna is on third base for the Tarpons. Nobody out in the top of the first inning. Now Aldegary sets the 1-0. Fastball hit in the air out to left center field. Scheffler is there. He makes the catch, turns around, and throws to third where nobody is. One scores on the sacrifice fly. That's Cerna, and each runner will move up a base on the throwing error by Troy Scheffler. So it is ruled an E9. That brings Rodriguez to third and Ascanio to second. Likely to still be called a sacrifice fly, or an E7, excuse me. That a sacrifice fly likely to be the ruling on the play that brings the first run of the ball game in. So Martinez has RBI number 39 on the season. Now there's runners on second and third. So the infield in for the Threshers, and the first pitch 0-1 to Dowry Arias. Changeup catching the inside part of the plate. 1 out, 2 on. Threshers have the infield drawn in with Reyes playing a little bit back, holding the runner on third base. 0-1. Fouled away by Arias, and it's 0-2. Aldegary has 2 strikes in the first 2 pitches of the at-bat, so he might have found himself control-wise. 1-0 the score already for the Tarpons. They have scored in the first inning in each of the past 2 games, scoring 2 in the first yesterday. Aldegary trying to keep it at the 1 with 1 gone and 2 on. Sacrifice fly by Martinez as the first run of the game in. 0-2 now to Arias. Aldegary deals. Curveball upstairs, caught by Disson, and it's 1-2. So it's Rodriguez on third, Ascanio on second. The first out of the game brings a run home for the Tarpons. 20 pitches already for Aldegary, just 7 in for strikes. 1-2, that won't be another one as the fastball just misses outside. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alifano and Bergoglio have their toes touching the infield grass up the middle. And Moore and Reyes pinched at the corners on the drawn-in infield. Outfield at normal depth, slightly shifted towards the oppo side for Arias, who now draws ball 3 on the slider to fill up the count. Started off the at-bat 0-2, Aldegary unable to find strike 3 on Arias thus far. Two on and one out. Here's the payoff. Outside, ball 4. And Arias works a walk after falling behind 0-2. 4 walks in the inning for the Tarpons. And Aldegary has loaded up the bases now for Brent Barrera. That is going to bring out Matt Hockenberry, the Thresher's pitching coach, to have a talk with Aldegary. Could be the heat. Not the best start that we have seen from Sam, a guy who has usually been just so strong in terms of commanding the strike zone, locating his pitches well. But through the first five batters, he's walked 4 of them. 7 strikes and 24 total pitches. Aldegary making his 3rd start and 5th appearance against Tampa. An ERA of 6.92 in 13 innings, an even 1-1 record with a blown save. 2021 and 2023. This year, he has allowed a total of 7 runs on 8 hits in 7 2/3 innings. In his last start against Tampa, though, almost a little over a month ago when they were back here at BayCare Ballpark. So Matt Hockenberry and Jordan Disson will return to their spots. Hockenberry back to the dugout. Disson back behind home plate as the mound meeting is going to end.
Batting 6th for Tampa, 3rd baseman number 33, Brent Barrera.
Now Brent Barrera, DH last night, 3rd baseman here tonight, will come up with the bases loaded and one out. Double play depth for the Threshers. Alifano up the middle against the right-hander Barrera. Curveball on the outside corner, 0-1, as Aldegary gets a first pitch strike for the 2nd consecutive at-bat. 25 pitches through the first 5 batters as Aldegary deals. Fastball cut on and missed, and that looks more like the Aldegary we're familiar with. Quick 0-2 count for the 2nd straight time, hoping to keep it going and get a big strikeout for the 2nd out of the inning. Barrera, 9 RBIs on the season, an average of 159, had 2 hits, a run, and an RBI in a 2-for-5 day last night. 0-2, hit in the air out to left center field. There is Rosario. He comes forward to make the catch. A long throw into home plate, and just coming in ahead of the tag is Jesus Rodriguez. He's the only runner who tagged up, and another sacrifice fly gives the Tarpons a 2-0 lead. 10th ribby on the season for Barrera, but the Threshers make an out for a run trade, and there are 2 now in the 1st with Jake Palmer coming up to bat. 6 batters up in the 1st inning yesterday, and now the 7th coming up with 2 outs in the form of Jake Palmer. He's got Brenny Ascanio on 3rd, Dowry Arias on 1st, and a 2-0 lead without a hit yet. Good news for the Threshers, though. Bradenton also trailing 2-0 in the top of the 1st. Aldegary wheels and throws to 3rd, and long out is Brenny Ascanio. He jumped way too early. Aldegary realized it in the nick of time. Gets the pickoff, caught stealing, 1-5. But the Tarpons get 2 runs across, both earned, no hits, 1 error, and 2 men, or 1 man, left on base. 2-0 to score. Tampa in the lead. Threshers coming up to bat here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
With extended netting designed with your safety in mind, battle off and moving back occasionally into the city in high-close areas. If you or anyone around you should require first aid, please contact your nearest usher or visit the first aid station located behind section 106. Mm-hmm.
Leading off the bottom of the first for the finisher, the center fielder, number 37, Ricardo Rosario.
Apologies for the technical difficulties, but we are back here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. 2-0 the score. Tarpons are leading as the bottom of the first is ready to go. We're not back. Ricardo Rosario leading things off for the Threshers as the first pitch is going to hit him. Now the first pitch hits Rosario as the leadoff man is on for Clearwater. Just like that, the Threshers have the tying run at the plate. 2-0 the score, Tampa in the lead as Jordan Vyers comes up against the right-handed pitcher Justin Lang. Leadoff man for the Threshers, Rosario, is on first, and he has 20 stolen bases in 23 attempts. First pitch to Vyers, called strike one, as he held up his swing. Rosario, leadoff man, plunked. Vyers hitting second, facing an 0-1 count. Felix Reyes on deck, batting third, and Jordan Gissen, the cleanup man, is in the hole. 0-1 to Vyers, pop foul behind home plate, and it's 0-2. Chad Castillo will hit fifth for Clearwater. William Bergoglio batting sixth. Cade Fergus, the seven-hitter. Matt Alifano hitting eighth. And Troy Schreffler rounding out the order from the nine spot. 0-2 the count to Vyers with Rosario inching closer to second base on his leadoff of first. Now the 0-2. Rosario to second. Pitch missing low and in. And the throw not in time. Ricardo Rosario sliding headfirst into second base with his 21st stolen base of the season. It's a 1-2 count to Jordan Vyers. And the Threshers continue to shine in the base running department. 1-2 now to Vyers as the league-leading team in base stealers by a wide margin. As a man on second after their first steal of the day. Short timeout called by Jordan Vyers for the Threshers. That was their 195th stolen base of the season. The next closest team has 194. Strike three called to Vyers on the curveball from Lang. And that is the first out of the inning. So, one gone and a runner on second base. The tying run at the plate in the form of Felix Reyes, who has hit a couple of big home runs for the Threshers lately. 1-0 the count as the breaking ball misses inside, and I'll set the defense for the Tampa Tarpons. Omar Martinez at first, Brenny Ascanio at second, Jared Serna at short, and Brett Barrera over at third base. Jesus Rodriguez, the catcher for Justin Lang, as Reyes fouls off a slider to make it even at 1-1. The outfield left to right, Jake Palmer in left, Dowry Arias in center, Felix Nagase in right for the Tarpons for the second straight night. 1-1 is the count, one out and a man on second base. The Threshers trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Each team still looking for their first knock. 1-1. Curveball just settling in for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Big strike zone for Felix Reyes, 6'4", 215 pounds for the third-year man out of Boni in the Dominican Republic. Six homers, tied for the team lead with Rincon and Crawford, both on the bench today with 40 RBIs on the season. He had eight in a three-game set against Fort Myers this past weekend. Rosario dancing around on second. The 1-2 to Reyes, hit on a line. It's going to stay fair and roll into the left field corner. Rosario will score easily. Reyes motoring around first base, and he'll load up at second with an RBI double. First hit of the day is a scorcher down the left field line, and Reyes puts himself in a scoring position with his 41st RBI of the season. Felix Reyes has been massive for the Threshers since joining the team in May. Now moves into a tie for 7th in the league with his 41st ribby of the season. So the go-ahead run at the plate, tying run at second in Reyes is Jordan Disson, the cleanup man, spits on an upstairs fastball, 1-0. And Disson, another guy who has really come up big for Clearwater, emerged as the primary catcher after Caleb Ricketts was promoted in early May, and the team really hasn't skipped a beat with him. 2 homers, 24 RBIs, and this one scorched into right center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Reyes is going to be held up at third base as Nagase comes up with it. Wasn't sure if that was going to split the right and center fielder, so he was a little bit cautious. But back-to-back hits for the Threshers. Disson into first with a single. And it looks like the cleanup spot was the best place for him. He got himself back on the good foot after an 0-for-5 day against Palm Beach last week. So Disson with a single on the second pitch he sees. The Threshers, 2 hits and 2 runners on for Chad Castillo. Still just 1 out here in the bottom of the 1st inning. Castillo, a 14-game on base streak, swings and misses for strike number 1. Missing at a cutter from the starter, Justin Lang. Castillo had an injury that sidelined him for most of June, but he has reached in all 14 games he has played since June the 1st. Now he's got a big chance, 2 on, and this one is hit high in the air, deep out to right field. Nagase, back, track, wall, gone! The Threshers starting things off with a bang here in the 1st. 3 straight hits and a 3-run blast by Chad Castillo. The Threshers take the lead 4-2. Straight games, reaching base for Castillo, and a career-high tying 3 RBIs on his 6th homer of the season. Well, McGarry had it tough with a couple of walks, but how about this against Justin Lang? Threshers absolutely crushing the baseball today, and now they have a 4-2 lead in the 1st. This offensive onslaught of a series is continuing in a big way here on Wednesday morning. Now William Bergoglio takes the 1st pitch, a fastball low, bouncing out of Rodriguez's glove at 97 miles an hour from Justin Lang. Bergoglio has been a really welcome addition to this team, joined the Threshers before the Fort Myers series as he popped this one up foul, count 1-1. His 1st hit was an RBI for Clearwater. He has 8 since then. And he's coming off of one of his best games of the season. 3-for-5 with a career-high tying 2 RBIs on Sunday against Fort Myers as he lifts another fastball back into the netting, 1-2. Really gifted contact hitter is Bergoglio, just 18 years old. Signed for a little over $2 million in the 2022 international signees class for the Philadelphia Phillies. Made his full season debut against the Mighty Muscles in Fort Myers about a month ago. 1-2 outside on the heater, 2-2. Middle infielder, primarily a shortstop, is Bergoglio, but he's played a lot of second base with Brian Rincon, primarily taking the shortstop duties. He bends backwards and away from the 97-mile-an-hour fastball by Lang, filling up the count at 3-2. The 3-2 popped up foul again, and we will do it again, a full count to William Bergoglio. 256 hitter on the year, 9 RBIs. Payoff pitch, bouncing out of the glove of Rodriguez. Bergoglio sprinting towards first as the ball rolls close to the Threshers' dugout, and he will stay there and not try to take second. So 4 straight have reached base for the Threshers, and hitter number 7 of the inning is Cade Ferguson. He will come up to the plate with a man on 1st and just 1 out. Bullpen still clear so far here in the 1st, as Fergus will come up with a man on and 1 out. 4-2 the lead for the Threshers. Big thanks to Chad Castillo's 3-run homer. And you got to give Felix Reyes credit on that RBI double down the left field line. Bergoglio stays at first base safely after sliding in underneath the tag of Omar Martinez at first base. Very versatile group of catchers for the Tarpons. As Martinez is caught and played first. Jesus Rodriguez, who's behind the dish now, played third yesterday. Fergus holds up his swing. Appeal goes to Isabella Robb. She says that he did swing. And the count is 0-1 on the inside fastball. Bergoglio yet to steal a base this season. Not for lack of trying, though. He has been caught four times. Each of the four times he has tried to be caught stealing. And part of that could just be the circumstances of the Thresher season as Fergus steps out of the box after calling timeout. Thresher's obviously been stealing bases at a pretty furious pace. And as the season rolls on, teams see them more. You watch film on the Threshers. You know that if someone's on first base for Clearwater, they're probably going to steal. Usually, though, they're going to grab second. 0-1 in there for a called strike two as the cutter reaches the upper outside corner. So Bergoglio has been a victim of more aggressive catchers, really just seeing the Threshers steal bases more and more often. Now the 0-2 to Fergus, way upstairs on the heater, 1-2. Fergus in right field today, tied for the team lead with 8 home runs on the season. 36 RBIs now puts him in fourth after quite a run. Reyes, 9 ribbies in his past 3 games. 1-2, swing and a miss on the slider. That is strike number 3. Second K of the day for Justin Lang. Second out of the first inning. Now the number 8 hitter, Matt Califano, coming up to the plate. And his numbers really don't tell the impact that he has made on this Threshers team. Batting average of 125 for the Threshers. But he's reached base in each of the last 5 games. Just 2-for-19 with 4 walks in that stretch. But all 6 times he has reached base, he has scored. Now the first pitch to Califano. Missing inside. Bouncing out of the glove of Rodriguez. Not enough for Bergoglio to move. So he'll head back to first. And Califano facing a 1-0 count. 22 years old is Califano. Undrafted out of a Division II Adelphi University. Really good speed. And a knack for getting on base. Although just a handful of games, maybe 2, that he has failed to reach for the Threshers as he takes a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. He's coming off of his first multi-hit game of the year. 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored on the Sunday victory in Fort Myers. Bergoglio checked back at first, slides in ahead of the tag by Martinez to keep the inning going. 2 outs, 4 runs already across in the first inning for the Threshers. And with the offense that we've seen from these two teams in the past couple series, no lead is going to be safe. Bergoglio sliding back to first base, thought about second, and Michael Jones frantically holding him over at first as the pickoff attempt eluded the glove of Omar Martinez. Still a 1-1 count as Califano waiting patiently for a throw home in the right-handed batter's box. Slightly open stance for Califano. The 1-1 fastball upstairs and is 2-1. 1 RBI for Califano. That came back against the Tarpons in his first series with Clearwater. And now the 2-1 misses upstairs. Another fastball makes it 3-1. Three balls, 1 strike. Bergoglio, big lead off of first. The pitch, inside corner, called strike 2. Full count, Bergoglio's off to second. Doesn't matter, though, as Califano swings and misses on the cut fastball and ends the first inning. But the Threshers get 4 runs across. Felix Reyes, an RBI double, and Chad Castillo put the Threshers out in front with a 3-run blast. 3 hits, no errors, 1 man left. And after 1, Threshers lead it 4-2 over the Tarpons here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Yes, Capital One Venture X Partners involved in the economy. You are correct. Capital One
Bottom of the second inning, two runs in the top of the first, four in the bottom of the first, giving the Dressers a 4-2 lead here on a new camp day over in Bay Care Ballpark. A bunch of camps congregated in the shady part of the concourse on the right field side. And they'll be here to cheer on the Threshers all day long. Clearwater leads it 4-2. And we'll be tracking the Fort Myers-Bradenton score all day, as that is the only team with more wins than the Threshers in the second half. The Marauders, I do mean. Now Jake Palmer leads off the second. First pitch missing outside from Aldegary. And it's 1-0. Palmer was up at the plate, but didn't get a pitch thrown to him in the first inning after Escanilla was caught on an early lead, heading to third. Breaking ball missing outside, and it's 2-0 now. Aldegary missing on the first two pitches to the Tarpons left fielder. Threshers lead by two in the top of the second inning. Bottom third of the Tarpons order leading off the frame. 2-0. Breaking ball. Carino. .255 hitter on the year is Palmer with six RBIs. Aldegary deals, 3-0 pitch, fastball just above the letters, and that is ball number four. So for the second straight time, the first batter reaches on a four-pitch walk. Aldegary looking upset with himself over on the mound. No one in the bullpens just yet, but Aldegary already with five walks allowed. In the first, now seven batters to have come to the plate. Palmer, not a huge stealing threat on first, as the curveball just misses low. Looked like it settled in for a strike on Ronnie Rojas, and now the count is 1-0. Rojas making his series debut. He has been on the Tarpons roster since opening day and has played in each of the prior two series against Clearwater. Now the 1-0. Inside on the breaking ball, 2-0. Against the Threshers, Rojas is playing his sixth game, hitting 5-for-16 with a run scored, a double, and two RBIs. Now he's got a man on first and representing the tying run. Six homers, 19 ribbies on the year for running. And that might be number seven. High and deep out to left field, and that ball is gone. Right off the bat, a no-doubt shot from Ronnie Rojas ties this game up at four. Might have another home run fest and a shootout on our hands. And we have two home runs here in the top of the second inning already. Still nobody out in the third, and we're all square, or in the second, excuse me, we're all square at four runs apiece. Seventh homer of the year for Ronnie Rojas, RBIs number 20 and 21 for the Tarpons designated hitter. Felix Nagase up at the plate. With nobody out in the frame. Curveball settles on the outside corner for called strike one. So a three-run shot by Chad Castillo gave the Threshers the lead. Now the two-run shot by Rojas ties it up in the top of the second. Here's the 0-1. Hopped up, staying on the infield. Reyes coming in towards the pitcher's mound. Calling everybody off, he makes the catch halfway between the pitcher's mound and the foul line on the third base side. There is the first out of the second inning. Good communication by Reyes, and a good job to track that ball in a bright, sunny day in Clearwater with rarely a cloud in the sky, at least where Reyes is standing. Some wisps throughout the blue sky and some puffy clouds past the outfield fence towards the highway. But a very clear day here on this Wednesday afternoon. First pitch slider in there to Jared Cerna to make the count 0-1. First strike he has seen today as he walked on four pitches back in the first. Now the 0-1. Hit on the line. That's just going to stay fair down the left field line. Bounces off the wall into the glove of Schreffler. A great throw into second. Gets past everybody and allows Cerna to head to second base. Second error of the day on Schreffler, and it's going to be a single and an E7 for Jared Cerna to move the go-ahead run into scoring position for the Tarpons. Great throw in terms of velocity. Not sure if it just missed Alifano entirely or if he lost that one in the sun. Either way, it's the second error of the day for the Thrashers, and it's rare you'd see this team commit multiple errors in a ballgame. Fewer than 10 times they have committed two or more errors in a game. And Schreffler has both of them here in the top of the second. Curveball missing outside to Rodriguez, and the count evens at 1-1 after a pitch clock violation gave the Tarpons catcher an automatic strike. 1-1, the one out, one on. Hit on a line out to left field. It's going to stay fair, and Schreffler is going to pick it up in the corner. Cerna's going to score from second as that ball rolls to the wall. It is an RBI double for Jesus Rodriguez, and the Tarpons lead it 5-4. Second straight day with an RBI for Jesus Rodriguez, and the Tarpons retake the lead. A four-run first, now a three-run second, as this game is looking up to be every bit the shootout that last night was. 14th double of the season for Rodriguez, RBI number 35. That puts the Tarpons ahead. Still one out, and another man on second with Brenny Ascanio up to the plate. Aldegari deals, curveball misses up and away, 1-0 is the count. Ascanio went into the first. He was picked off and caught stealing, heading to third base on a way early jump. And Aldegari was wise to. Sixth time Ascanio's been caught stealing this season. Now the 1-0. This time the curve in there for a called strike. Count evens at 1-1. As Aldegari up to 40 pitches now. Start finding the strike zone a little bit here in the inning. Swing and a miss. An ugly half from Ascanio as the slider fools him on the outside to the switch-hitting righty. Lefty Aldegari. Ascanio hitting from the right side against the left-handed hurler. One gone. Dancing around on second is Rodriguez. 1-2. Bouncing in front of Disson, and he keeps it in front of him and keeps Rodriguez on the Keystone sack. Two balls and two strikes and a new ball going to Sam Aldegari. 45 pitches, 18 for strikes. Here in the top of the second inning. One gone, a man on. Three runs already across for Tampa. They lead it by one. 2-2 pitch. Just missing inside on the fastball. Full count now to Ascanio with one out in the inning. Walking him would bring the potential of a double playback. Now the count is full. Rodriguez dancing around on second, being held by Alifano. Payoff pitch, called strike three on the outside corner. Ascanio tried to convince Tyler Green that it was a ball, but I think he knew that that was strike three all the way. Nasty breaking pitch from Sam Aldegari. And that is his first strikeout of the day. Three strikeouts in the first for Lang, and now one here in the top of the second for Aldegari. Two gone, a man on second, and Omar Martinez at the plate. First pitch to Martinez. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 0-1. Martinez drove in the first run of the game on a sacrifice fly to Schreffler in left back in the first inning. Now the 0-1 to Martinez with one on and two outs. The pitch. Bouncing away from Disson, kept in front of him, and towards the first base line, he comes up with it. He'll throw the ball away, get a new one for Sam. Count evens now at 1-1. 5-4 the score, three hits apiece, but Tampa has a one-run lead in the top of the second inning. Two in the first, three in the second for the Tarpons. The Threshers, four runs in the first inning, three of them coming on the Chad Castillo home run. And the count is 1-1. Aldegary, couple glances over at second, the pitch. Curveball, tap, foul down the first baseline. Count now down to 1-2. Castillo will pick it up and flip it to a fan next to the field. One ball and two strikes. One on and two outs. One run lead for the Tarpons in the top of the second inning. The 1-2. Just missing upstairs on the heater. 2-2. Aldegary, look over at second base. Now we'll look back home. 2-2. Right down the pipe, called strike three on the slider. Back-to-back punch outs from Aldegary get him back on the right track, but the Tarpons do some damage. They get three runs on two hits, or three hits, excuse me, with one error and one man left on base. 5-4 the lead for the Tarpons. Threshers looking to continue the offensive onslaught in the bottom of the first inning, where they trail by one. Bottom of the second inning, Troy Schreffler coming up to the plate. He's already made two errors on the day. Hopes to atone for it in this at bat here. First pitch missing low, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers left fielder. Only player who didn't bat for the Threshers in the first inning. Schreffler rips this one high and deep out to left field, and that ball is going to tie the game. That'll make up for the errors. Troy Schreffler, third homer of the season, and a no-doubt blast ties this game on the second pitch of the second inning. The Threshers giving these kids a show here at BayCare Ballpark. Two homers already for Clearwater, one for the Tarpons. And once again, we have a tie ball game. Now the leadoff man back to the plate for the Threshers. Rosario saw one pitch, and it hit him. Now he swings and misses at a slider to even the count at 0-1. The pitch. 0-2. Another curve. Gets by Rosario this time. A called strike. 0-2 now to Rosario, who was hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored. Now the slider way outside, and Rosario lets it go wisely at 1-2. 21 stolen bases now after the swipe in the first inning. 1-2 pitch. Upstairs on the fastball, 2-2. Really not a lot of pitchers dueling here in this series. Saw a bunch of that in Palm Beach a couple of weeks ago. 2-2. Just missing inside. Count runs full. A good eye on the curve by Rosario to work the count full after starting off behind the plate. Payoff pitch. Up and in on the fastball. And Ricardo Rosario is going to reach for the second time. A hit by pitch and a walk. And we'll see if he tries to steal again. 21 for 24 on the year is Rosario. 1-for-1 on the day. And Jordan Vyers will come up to the plate with nobody out in the second. A leadoff home run and a walk have started off the bottom of the second inning. This game is tied at 5. Vyers launches one high in the air. Rosario is off to second. He'll have to sprint back to first as that's popped in a shallow right field. It's the second baseman Ascanio who tracks it and makes the grab for the first down. So, first down of the inning as Myers is now 0-2. Reyes coming up to bat after an RBI double in the first inning. He's got a chance to do that again. Rosario is off on the first pitch that Myers popped up. We'll see if he tries for second with a big righty Reyes at the bat. He'll stay put. Slider in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Reyes, 41 ribbies on the season now after the double in the first. Lang, deeps. Fastball, zip foul, popped up towards the right field seats, and it's 0-2. We'll have a full scoreboard update after the third inning, but right now, Bradenton has the bases loaded, trailing 4-0 in the bottom of the second against Fort Myers in the other first-place game. Really the first-place game, Bradenton ahead by a game over the Threshers. Reyes flares one out to shallow right center field. Escanillo again underneath it, and he makes the catch for the second out in the second inning. So first two reach, back-to-back pop-outs to Escanillo at second. And now the number four hitter, Jordan Gissen, is up at the plate. Robbed of an RBI by just intelligent and conservative base running by Felix Reyes as Gissen takes a first pitch, a slider for a called strike. He had an opposite field shot, hit very well right in the gap in between right and center field. Reyes, unsure who was going to make the play on it, if anyone, was playing it safe and stayed at second. Now the throw back to first. Rosario is going to go to second, and he's going to round the base, going to third. He'll be held up there by Marty Malloy as the ball bounced off the wall out of the arm of Lang and into right field. So a wild throwing error on the pickoff attempt brings Ricardo Rosario all the way to third base. He had a little bit early of a jump, but it worked out. Got him to third. He didn't even slide into second, so an easy run around the Keystone sack to get to third base. Now the go-ahead run is 90 feet and a single away with an 0-1 count to Jordan Gissen. Two outs in the bottom second. Upstairs heater, 1-1. 24 RBIs on the year for Gissen. Went 0-for-5 in the only game he played against Palm Beach. Fouled into the netting, 1-2. Single and a run scored in the first. He scored on the Chad Castillo home run. A
Now he faces a 1-2 count. Go-ahead run is on third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Going after the fastball, and that will end the second inning. So the Threshers leave the go-ahead run stranded, but do tie up the game. One run, one hit, one error, and one man left. 5-5 is the score. We're heading into the third. Stick with us. It'll be another wild one.
Come on, who wants a free shirt?
Samuel Aldegary back on the bump for the Threshers. Top of the third, 5-5 to score. Clearwater out hitting Tampa 4-3. Curveball in for a called strike to Dowry Arias, and Aldegary has really smoothed down his pitching, finding the strike zone a whole lot more in the last couple of innings. Popped up, fouled by Arias. That's going to reach the seats and so on too. O-2 the count to Arias, fouling off the slider. Make a fan's day behind home plate here. Aldegary slowly inching towards a 50% strike rate with the 0-2 count here to Arias. Did he go? Appeal over to Isabella Robb says he did. Tag for safety applied by Disson, and Aldegary has his third consecutive strikeout. Ended off the second with two Ks looking. And that is strikeout number 3 for Sam to lead off this top of the third. First time the leadoff man was not walked, so Aldegary trending in the right direction for the Threshers here. With his third strikeout of the ballgame. One gone for Brett Barrera, and he hammers this one, but it's well fouled down the left field line, 0-1. Aldegary with 75 strikeouts now. That brings him up to 6th in the Florida State League. And he leads all Threshers players as well. Next pitch, a breaking ball, missing low and in. Count evens at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, and the pitch. This one hammered, looking a lot more fair. Schreffler towards the corner. Will it stay fair? No, it won't. Teetering on the edge of the foul pole was Brett Barrera, not too far off his first homer of the season. Instead, it's just a long strike number 2. Now Barrera facing the 1-2 count with one out in the inning. A strikeout already on the frame for Aldegary. He deals. Just got a piece of it. Barrera way out in front of the slider, but spoils it, getting the knob of the bat, or the edge of the bat on it. 1-2 count. And one gone. And there's the strike three. Swing and a miss on a nasty slider from Aldegary. Now he's looking like the same Aldegary that we know and love. Two strikeouts to lead off the third. Four straight punchies for Sam. And that brings up Jake Palmer with two outs in the inning. One hitless inning in the first, but four walks in that frame from Aldegary. Tied for the most by a Threshers pitcher this season, Palmer takes the first pitch, a curveball, for ball number one. Five-five the score, two gone in the third. Aldegary looking for the first 1-2-3 frame. Now the 1-0. There's a curve again, in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. See a lot more of the curve than we usually have from Aldegary as the count evens. 1-1, one strike, the pitch. Fouled away, Palmer way out in front of the slider, and it's 1-2. Palmer walked and scored in the second inning, coming across on the two-run shot by Ronnie Rojas, who is currently on deck. Palmer himself has not hit a home run, has driven in six runs with an OPS of 794. Now facing the 1-2 count here in the top of the third, Aldegary winds and deals. Fouled away again, chopped down the first baseline. We will stay at 1-2. Five-five the score, three hits for the Tarpons, four for the Threshers, one error for Tampa, and two for Clearwater, with two outs in the top of the third. Aldegary deals. In on a line, just foul. Castillo was diving toward it. The ball got past him, and it ended up in the seats. Still a 1-2 count. As Palmer will get back into the batter's box. Pull shift for the lefty with Castillo not playing too far off the first base line. 1-2, hit the other way right to the shortstop, Bergoglio. He gobbles it up, sends it to first, and there's the first 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. Two strikeouts and a ground out set the Tarpons down in order in the third inning. And now the Threshers looking to continue their run scoring in a 5-5 ball game here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Visit from Finley, but he's got a lot of kids to entertain on camp day, so we'll give him a pass for this one before saying anything bad, because what is there bad to say about Finley? Best shark in the biz, and he is currently watching a 5-5 game, tie ball game here at Bay Camp Ballpark. Threshers got a run in each of the first two innings, so did Tampa, and Sam Aldegary held them in check with a 1-2-3 third. Three of those first inning runs coming from Chad Castillo. He is back at the plate for the Threshers, fresh off his sixth home run of the season. Three-run blast gave the Threshers a short lead. Now the first pitch to Castillo, cut on and missed. Fastball up and in from Justin Lang, making it 0-1. Threshers have a tie ball game. Two home runs have combined for four of the squad's five-run scores. Now the 0-1. Castillo ripped this one into left field, but right at Jake Palmer, who inches to his right to make the catch. for the first out of the third inning. So two really hard hit balls to Michael Steele. That home run got out of here in a hurry in the first. And now William Bergoglio comes up to the plate after walking his first time up. Working a full count walk, fouled a two-strike pitch. And now looking for his first hit. Fastball up and in. A called strike from Tyler Green. Counts 0-1. By the way, Tyler Green calling balls and strikes. Isabella Robb on the bases for the umpire crew today. 0-1 popped up by Bergoglio into foul territory down the third base side. Rodriguez sprinting towards it. And that bounces into the Threshers dugout harmlessly to make it an 0-2 count on William Bergoglio. Barrera was the closest to it, but he lost that one in the sun pretty quickly. And Jesus Rodriguez tried to recover to make the out, but was unable to do so. He'll put the mask back on and set himself up behind home plate with the lefty Bergoglio at the plate. 0-2 the count, one out here in the third. Lang deals. Fastball outside, 1-2. And RBIs on the season for Bergoglio, had a season high 2 in the last game he played against Palm Beach on Sunday, or Fort Myers. Slices one foul, 1-2 still to Bergoglio. Walked on 7 pitches back in the first inning. A 1-2, breaking ball, bouncing out of the glove of Rodriguez. Harmless, though, as there's no one on first for the Threshers. Now it's an even 2-2 count to William Bergoglio with one out here in the third inning. 5-5 the score. Threshers out hitting the Tarpons by one, but with one more error as well. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs. Strike number 3 and strikeout number 5 for Justin Lang. Two gone in the inning, and Kate Fergus will come up to the plate. He was the second strikeout victim of Lang back in the first inning. When it comes to strikeouts, Lang is among the best in the league, behind only his teammate Brock Selvidge, with now 90 after his fifth K today. Two gone, Fergus at the plate, and Lang deals. Swing and miss on a slider, it's 0-1. 232 hitter on the year is Fergus, OPS of 788 with 8 home runs and 36 RBIs. Now the 0-1. Slider way outside, 1-1. Fergus, a graduate of George Washington University, joined there at a high school. All-Atlantic team member in his final season in 2022. Takes the breaking ball inside, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, the pitch. Swing and a miss on the fastball, even to the count of 2-2. Fergus will take a timeout. Beautiful sunny day here in Clearwater. As Fergus slowly digging back into the right-handed batter's box. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on in a 5-5 game. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. There's strike 3. 6K of the day for Lang. Ties him for the league lead with his 91st strikeout of the season and sets the Threshers down in order here in the third inning. So the third inning is scoreless and hitless on both sides. And we stay at 5-5 here at Baker Ballpark. Where we head into the fourth, we've got a scoreboard update from our friend Lance Wayne.
We have some action in the fourth quarter right now. The St. Lucie Mets got into a beautiful yesterday. Just walked on that. That's the number of batters left. That's what's starting. Brady taking the four lines up 4-2 in the bottom of the third. He then later tonight will play with Brian Tigers. He didn't even
thank you, Lance. We're looking again in the fifth inning for another 9-week scoreboard update. As he said, 4-2 the lead for Fort Myers over Bradenton, the other early game that was intended to start at noon. St. Lucie and Palm Beach getting into there shortly. Fort Myers is currently beating Bradenton with a tying run on first for the Marauders. The Bradenton Marauders, the only team ahead of the Threshers in the West Division standings by just one game. Clearwater tied in second with the Lakeland Flying Tigers. But the Threshers at plus 24 run differential, the best of any team in the West Division. They have just been so consistently good all season long. And they certainly do not plan on changing that here. As I mentioned before the game, this team is not satisfied with just a first-half championship. They want to walk the second-half Western Division series and, of course, the championship. Clearwater was the first minor league team to punch their ticket into the playoffs, and that's not something that they take lightly. Now, 8-9-1 up in the fourth inning for the Tarpons, a 5-5 ball game as Aldegary continues to command the hill. Breaking ball in there for a called strike to Ronnie Rojas, who tied the game up with a two-run home run in his last at-bat in the second inning, or was his seventh of the year. Now the 0-1. Fastball bouncing in and out of the glove of Disson, 1-1. And Aldegary had a tough first couple innings, but really bounced back, had four straight strikeouts to bridge the second and third innings, and induced a ground ball to Bergoglio to end the frame. Now the 1-1. Rojas way out in front of the slider, and it's 1-2. 207 hitter on the year is Rojas. 7 homers, 21 RBIs. Utility infielder and a switch hitter for the Tarpons. They have just two players available off their bench. Now the 1-2. Just got a piece of it, did Rojas. Greg Allen, the Yankees outfielder, was here on a major league rehab assignment that was transferred to Scranton on Tuesday before the game. A couple injuries, Taylor Aguilar, Anthony Hall, really the most notable ones. A slim batting lineup for the Tarpons as Rojas takes a called ball for 2-2, missing on the change outside. And now the count is even. Rojas and Coleman Ares are the only two available off the bench for the Tarpons. Breaking ball, missing outside, and bouncing in front of plate, 3-2. And by Rojas, I mean Brewer. Rojas was the only player who didn't start in yesterday's game that is playing today, swapping with Bo Brewer in Rachel Malkovich's lineup. Now the payoff pitch will come from Aldegary. 3 balls and 2 strikes. He's topped 70 pitches on the day. Payoff pitch, popped up. Into shallow right center field. Alifano going back on it. Rosario there to back him up, but it's Matt Alifano who reaches up with two hands and grabs the pop-up for the first out of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Felix Nagase, number 9 hitter and right fielder in each of the first two games of this series. Popped up to Reyes his last time up. Nate Carafa getting loose again in the Threshers bullpen. Ohio State alum. He was assigned to the Threshers yesterday from the Complex League Phillies, where he had a really good start to the season. First pitch to Gase, just missing low, and the count is 1-0 on the fastball from Aldegary. Over an hour has elapsed here, top of the fourth inning, as the fastball right down Main Street to even the count of 1-1. 3.5-hour game yesterday with the rain delay. It amounts to about 5 hours at the ballpark for these teams as a swing and a miss by Nagase makes the count 1-2. So each of these teams started off hot. They'll need to keep the energy up in this heat after a long night last night. 1-2. Chop back up the middle right into the glove of Aldegary. Calmly turns and fires to first, and Castillo makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Gary, like he's gotten back to normal. 7 straight outs after the Jesus Rodriguez RBI double in the second inning. He is now on deck as Jared Cernan comes up to the plate with 2 gone. He scored in each of his first 2 at-bats, a single and a walk. Makes the league's home run and RBI leader 1-for-1. The pitch. Upstairs on the breaking ball. Count is 1-0. 292 hitter. 18 homers and 64 RBIs for Cerna. Really looking like a 5-tool prospect for the Yankees organization. The 1-0. Breaking ball, bouncing into the glove of Disson, 2-0. Leading the league in home runs, RBIs, second in the league in slugging percentage, seventh in batting average. Just in just about every category, he is up or near the top. 2-0 now to Cerny. Fastball just missing low, and it's 3-0. Four-pitch walk for Cerny back in the first. Gary trying to avoid that fate for the second time. 3-0 is the count. Two outs. Aldegary looking to retire his eighth straight batter. Swing and a miss. Dropped the curveball over the plate, and it's 3-1. Four strikeouts in a row. Last two batters of the second and first of the third. And a grounder. And in the fourth, pop up and a grounder back to the mound. 3-1 the count to Cerny. Nobody on and two outs. We're all tied up at five here at Bay Care Ballpark. 3-1. Outside, ball four on the curve. Second walk of the day issued to Cerny. And now Aldegary has walked more batters than any other Thrashers pitcher in a game this season. Previous mark was five. Seth Nightingale and Yoniel Ramirez have reached that mark. And now Aldegary with his sixth free pass of the ball game. Go ahead, run on first in Cerny. 16 steals on the season as Aldegary steps off. Jesus Rodriguez back at the plate for the Tarpons. He is 1-for-1 with a double RBI, a walk and a run scored. Cerny, big lead off of first. Aldegary will throw back there, and Cerny slides in safely ahead of the Castillo tag. Rodriguez had RBI number 35 on the season in the second inning. That was the last hit Tampa recorded, and it gave them a short 5-4 lead, erased by Troy Schreffler with a leadoff blast in the second. First pitch in there for a called strike to Rodriguez. Fastball on the outside corner makes it 0-1. Right-handed hitting catcher is Rodriguez, just a couple spots ahead of Cerny in the league batting average race, which everyone is trailing to Justin Crawford on the Thrashers bench today. Aldegary, the 0-1. Bounce back up the middle, eluding the glove of Aldegary. Bergoglio going for it from the outfield glass, but he pulls the first baseman off of the bag in what will be ruled an infield hit by Jesus Rodriguez. Cerny to second base, just a slow roller into a difficult spot. Bergoglio likely saved Cerny moving over to third base on a difficult fielding play over at short. Really spectacular effort by William Bergoglio, but not enough to stop the fourth hit of the game by the Tarpons. Well, Brenny Ascanio, 0-for-1, with a strikeout on his last at-bat, comes up with two on. Both runners will advance. Pitch in for a strike. A dime of a throw by Disson, and Reyes slides to get the tag on Jared Cerny. Don't run on Thrashers catchers. Jordan Disson might have the best arm of the bunch as he throws a bullet to third base to catch Cerny trying to steal. Thrashers do leave a runner stranded, though, on a hit. And no runs come across for the Tarpons for the second straight frame. No errors, one man left. Bottom of the fourth coming up. 5-5 is the score here at Bay Care Ballpark.
Seconds up. Jackie, ready? All right, here we go. Go over and show us where our pizza is tonight. All right, Jackie, you have as many guesses as you want. So if you keep your it is, go ahead and start guessing. She said Santa Claus, is it Santa? Oh, it is, Jackie! Winner, winner, pizza dinner, you win the $10 gift certificate to our sponsor, Capone Stuckout, which is located right up the street on Golden Bay Boulevard. And do not forget, this coming Friday, we have Christmas in July, and the big guy himself may be making an appearance. So come on out on Friday night. Thanks for playing, Jackie.
Thank you. Bottom of the fourth inning, 8-9-1 up for the Threshers. Alifano, Schrempfler, and Rosario trying to get into the lead for the first time since the first inning. 5-5 the score, 4-4 in terms of hits, 2-1 Threshers in terms of errors. And this is anyone's game in what has been just another offensive onslaught of a series. 1-0 the count to Alifano, who ducks out of the way of a wayward sinker. First pitch, 1-0, 2-0. Now it's actually 1-1, as it's ruled that Alifano went, according to Isabella Robb over at first base. Well, bullpens look like they've got some action starting to get loose as Alifano takes a look at a slider, 2-1. Nate Carafa was warming up for the Threshers. Doesn't look like anyone's up yet for the Tarpons. But Lang at pitch number 63. This one hit in the air over the head of the shortstop, Serna, who tries to jump and make the grab. But Matt Alifano with a hit in his second straight game. Leadoff knock in the fourth. Second time the Threshers have had a leadoff hit today. So now the go-ahead run has really good speed, and he's on first base. That's Matt Alifano and Troy Schrempfler, the guy who's already changed the game with one swing of the bat. Solo home run in the second, tied this game up at 5, and he takes the first pitch outside for a called strike. Schrempfler, third home run of the season, and 9th RBI, or 8th RBI. Short lead off first by Alifano, who is 0-for-1 trying to steal this season. He'll go to second on the wild pitch as the breaking ball bounces out of the glove of Jesus Rodriguez. 1-1 the count to Schrempfler now, and Alifano in scoring position. Lang still on the bump. He's allowed all 5 hits and 5 runs so far from Clearwater. Alifano checked back at second, the 1-1. Schrempfler walks out of the way of it, and it's 2-1. Literally took a step backwards in that right-handed batter's box to avoid the wayward curveball from Justin Lang. Short lead off of second for Alifano. With a right-handed batter, stealing third, definitely a possibility for a guy of his speed. 2-1, breaking ball, missing inside, 3-1. Could even be a double steal if Schrempfler gets another ball. That would bring up the leadoff man Rosario with 2-1. 3-1 is the count to Schrempfler, who has homered already today. Lang looks back at second, now the 3-1. Ball 4, that gets out of the glove of Rodriguez, and moving to third on the wild pitch is Alifano. Schrempfler to first on the walk, and now Clearwater has runners on the corners with nobody on. Rosario coming up to the plate. He's already reached twice today. Hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored. Also walked in the second inning. Schrempfler has good speed on first. Already a couple stolen bases this season. 3-for-5 to be exact. And Alifano, good speed on third. He is just a single or a sacrifice away from giving the Threshers the lead. Nobody out to Rosario. First pitch, fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. 95 out of the arms of Lang. He really has not slowed down all that much, even though he's nearing 70 pitches. Matt Keating up and getting loose for the Tarpons now as Rosario swings and misses at a cut fastball, 0-2. So now the Tarpons have someone getting loose as that swinging strike was the 70th pitch of the day by Justin Lang. 42 of those have gone for strikes. 0-2, turning away from it is Rosario. Good eye by Ricardo, and it's a 1-2 count. Hit by a pitch in the first, stole second, scored on the Felix Reyes RBI double, and walked in the second. So Rosario still without an official at-bat here today. Schrempfler checked back to first, and he's in there ahead of the Martinez tag. Not the best throw by Lang. Looked like it pulled Martinez off the base a little bit. Still a 1-2 now to Rosario. 5-5 the score, 2-1 and nobody out. Schrempfler on first, and Alifano on third for the Threshers. The 1-2. hit high in the air out to shallow right field. Coming in towards the line is Nagy sliding, and that one's going to land foul to keep the count at 1-2. That was fair. Might have been deep enough to score Alifano for the third. A foul ball keeps the count at 1-2 and keeps the runners where they were. Alifano, the go-ahead run at third. Shreffler over at first, having a chat with Michael Jones. It could be some stealing strategy as the Threshers always aggressive on the base paths. Might be a good idea to send Shreffler to second to avoid a potential double play as Rosario slices one foul, count 1-2. Two straight pitches fouled away with two strikes to Rosario, really making Lang work for this at-bat. One, two, slider way outside, 2-2. Rosario average up to 250 after a couple of really good series in Bradenton and against Palm Beach. Also went 3-for-5 in the last game he played against Fort Myers. 2-2, shallow fly ball popped up and caught by Escanillo for the first out in the fourth inning.
Designated hitter, Jordan
Byers. My God, that'll bring up Jordan Byers, who's 0-for-2 on the deck. Strikeout and a pop-out for Byers as Keating's warm-ups continue in the bullpen. So it looks like Carafa is around there getting ready in the Threshers' bullpen. Would be his full-season debut if he comes in. Byers holds up the swing and appeals, confirms that it is ball one on the low cutter from Justin Lang. Strike out and a pop-up in Myers' first two at-bats, but he's really been starting to find his stroke lately. Highly touted power bat out of Rick Reedy High School in 2021. Myers bounces one into the netting above the dugout of the Tarpons, and the count is now even at 1-1. Byers, a four-game on-base streak. He's 5-for-his-last-12 heading into today's game. Now 5-for-14 with today's stats included. 1-1, cut on and miss, down in front of a breaking ball, and the count now 1-2. Byers, 2 runs and 2 walks, went 0-for-1 in last night's loss. 2-for-8 with a homer and 2 RBIs, as well as a double against Fort Myers. We'll step out of the left-handed batter's box and climb right back in. 1-ball, 2-strikes, 1-out with the Threshers' go-ahead run on third. Pitch. High in the air, but foul down the third baseline, and it is still 1-2. 5-5 is the score. A hit and a walk already in the inning, and 1 out. With Shreffler inching towards second base, being held on by Omar Martinez. Lang, 1-2. Fastball missing upstairs. Good eye by Byers, and it's 2-2. Johnny Rich fastballs very well. One up in the zone like that for a power hitter like Byers is can be really tempting to swing at, but it was out of the zone, and Byers saw that well. 2-2. Swing and miss, strike 3. Two gone in the fourth. Punch out number 7 for Justin Lang to overtake his teammate Brock Silver for the big lead in second. Second of 2023. Two gone for Felix Reyes, who's already come up big for the Threshers, and he will have to do it against a new pitcher. Matt Keating set to come in from the Tarpons bullpen as Rachel Balkovic out of the Tampa dugout to take the ball from her starter in Justin Lang. 4 Lang, 3-2 innings of work, 7 strikeouts, 4 runs on 5 hits with 3 walks in the inning. He is responsible for Alifano and Shreffler. So Lang can't get the win, but he can get the loss if Matt Keating fails to hold this time. 5-5 the score, 2 outs, 2 on. Felix Reyes coming up to the plate against the new Tarpons pitcher. We'll be right back in the bottom of the fourth on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Thank you.
Here's as you please, ladies and gentlemen, now pitching for the Falcons, number 7, Matt Keating.
Keating on the mound for the Tarpons for the 26th time this season. He had one appearance in the FCL last year. This year, his first full season as a pro after being taken in the ninth round of the USC by the Yankees in the 2022 draft. 5-7 record, 4.17 ERA, 25 relief appearances. Just one save in 5 opportunities, though this is not one of those opportunities. 20 walks, 58 strikeouts in 36 and 2/3. First pitch to Reyes, hit the other way in a right field, and that is going to give the Threshers the lead. RBI single for Felix. He's got 2 ribbies on the day. Alifano scores from third, and the Threshers take a 6-5 lead. Shreffler to second. Reyes with another RBI. 8 in the last series, now 2 in this one. That run to be charged to Justin Lang, who is now in line for the loss. Going 3 2/3 innings with 7 strikeouts. Allowed 5 hits, walked 3, and has now allowed 6 runs. He's responsible for Shreffler at second as well, with Reyes the responsibility of Matt Keating. I'll bring up Jordan Disson. Made a great defensive play, throwing out a potential go-ahead run over at third base in the form of Jared Cerna. First pitch to Disson, slider missing low and away. Another good eye by the Threshers catcher to make it 1-0. Now Keating, 4.17 ERA on the season. Looks back at second indeed. Upstairs fastball, 2-0. Six to five, Threshers overtake the lead for the first time since the first inning. Still plenty of baseball to go, though, as we're in the bottom of the fourth here at BayCare Ballpark. 2-0. Fastball right down the pipe, 2-1. 3-1, excuse me. Short lead off second base from Shreffler. Reyes also has 3 steals in 5 attempts this season. 3-1. Hit in the air out to right center field. Going towards it is Arias. On the run, he makes the grab, running towards the warning track. And Disson, 2 very similarly hit singles, but the second one caught by Arias before he could reach base. But the Threshers get themselves a run. They take a 6-5 lead on 2 hits, no errors. 2 men stranded. 1 minute coming up. Threshers ahead by 1, 6-5. Tonight over for Samuel Aldegary. Won't get the victory tonight, but he does lead with the Threshers in the lead. Now in line for the victory, the newest member of the Threshers, Nate Carafa, joined from the Florida Complex League yesterday. That is just before the ballgame. Wesley Moore's old number, 20th-round pick out of Ohio State in last year's draft. Played 8 games in the Florida Complex League, where he made his pro debut after his last season with a right elbow sprain. Promoted from the complex on Tuesday after an ERA of 186 in 14 and a third innings, over 8 relief appearances, and a 1-0 record in the complex league. Opponents at 204 against the righty. First pitch now to Brenny Ascanio, misses for ball number one. It's the full season of the full season debut, of Nate Carafa. Begins on a 1-0 count. Now the 1-0. Upstairs on the heater, 2-0. Aldegary not in line for the victory, as I mentioned, and can't get the loss, so he won't get a decision. 5 runs, 4 hits, 6 walks, 4 strikeouts, and 4 innings of work for Sam, as Ascanio pretty clearly went around on the low fastball from Carafa. 2-1 is the count to Ascanio, who walked, was caught stealing, and struck out back in the second. Now the 2-1. Upstairs, 3-1. 6-5 is the score. Threshers in the lead after that run on the Felix Reyes RBI single. Ascanio walks on 5 pitches. He'll head to first base. Now the go-ahead run coming to the plate in the form of Omar Martinez. RBI already on a sack fly back in the first with a called strikeout in the second inning. Martinez, a catcher by trade, playing first base here tonight as he waits the pitch. Breaking ball outside from Carafa, count 1-0. Carafa began his college career not as a pitcher, but as primarily an outfielder. Now the 1-0. Hit the other way by Martinez. That's going to land in left for a base hit. Schreffler is there quickly, and he sends it to Bergoglio to cut off the runner at second base. So Ascanio to second, and hit number 5 of the day for Tampa is a one-out knock that puts the go-ahead run on first. Double play, still an option for the Threshers with nobody out in the fifth, and Dalry Arias up to the plate with Disson, signing things out for his defense. 6-5 the score, 2-1, no one out here in the top of the fifth inning. As Carafa making his full-season debut, allowed a walk and a hit so far. Now Dalry Arias up to the plate. He walked and struck out in his 2 appearances. The wild pitch gets by Disson. Each runner moves up a base. Ascanio to third. Martinez to second. Now the infield will come in slightly for the Threshers. Mostly the corners doing the pinching in right now. 1-0 count to Arias. First pitch to Arias misses, and it's a 1-0 count. He was walked and struck out. Played on 3 pitches back in the third inning. Left on right matchup for Carafa. Debuting in front of the Threshers crowd tonight. 2-0. 3-0. Fastball missing outside. Arias, 4 homers, 27 RBIs, 661 OPS with the strikeout and the walk tonight. 3-0. Upstairs fastball, and Carafa has walked the bases loaded. 2 walks in the inning and the debut for Nate, as well as a single, have the bases juiced for Brett Barrera.
Third baseman, Brett Barrera.
Barrera was close to hitting a home run in his last at-bat, but struck out swinging instead. Also drove in a run with a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. But now the bases are loaded. Martinez on second, flanked by Rosario at third, and Arias at first base. First pitch, bouncing in the glove of Disson, well blocked to keep the runners at bay, and it's 1-0. The go-ahead run is Martinez. And Escanillo, the tying run on third. 1-0 the count now to Barrera. Threshers lead it 6-5. Here in the top of the fifth. Carafa is set at the belt. A look over towards second. Now the 1-0. Upstairs, 2-0. To roll the count, now to Barrera. Carafa deals. Hit the other way, foul over the Tarpon's dugout, 2-1. 157 hit on the year is Barrera. Over his 10th RBI of the year with a sacrifice fly out to center back in the first inning. Now Carafa. 2-1, deals. Fastball right at the letters. A nice pitch by Nathan Carafa. And the count is now even at 2-2. Needs an out here. Double play for a run would be a trade that he would consider. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Carafa tying up Barrera with the slider. It's first K of the day and the fourth for Threshers pitching. No double play would end the inning as Jake Palmer is coming up to the plate. He grounded out to short his last time. Also walked and scored a run back in the second. First pitch, it's missing inside. Cut fastball makes it 0-1. Or 1-0, excuse me. Playing a little hit back, holding the runner on second. As the fastball misses upstairs, down even a 1-1. I'm going out trying to distract the runner, pitcher, and hitter. Hitting these guys' heads if they need to with one out here in the top of the fifth. Bases loaded, 1-0. Now 2-0, or 3-0, excuse me. As the breaking ball misses outside. Nowhere to put Palmer with a 3-0 count here in the top of the fifth. One out, bases loaded. Another ball would tie the game. Carafa deals. And that's ball four. Tie game again as each runner moves station to station. RBI for Jake Palmer. And this game is tied at six. Now Matt Hockenberry coming out to have a chat with Nate Carafa, looking towards the bullpen as he walks out to the mound. Just to see how much time he needs to take if a guy is getting loose. It doesn't look like there is right now. So we are now tied up at six as first run of the Tarpons outing came, or just scored their first run for the first time since the first inning, or the second inning. Now the bases remain loaded, just it's Martinez on third, representing the go-ahead run. Dowry Urias on second, Brett Barrera on first. Still one out in the fifth, as Hockenberry will end up the mound visit.
We'll
bring up Ronnie Rojas with that big two-run home run in the second. Also popped up to Justin Crawford. Now Rojas lays the first pitch way underneath the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. That Threshers brought a couple of arms last night, but some extra all-star break rest should help the Threshers bullpen get back to full strength for a ton of call-ups. 0-1. Breaking ball just missing low. 2-1-1. Homer in a pop-out in Rojas' two at-bats. Left-on-right matchup as Medina wraps the ball in his glove. Now, the 1-1. I looked close, but it's 2-1, says Tyler Green from behind home plate. Second straight cutter on away from the right-hander, or the left-hander, Carafa. First pitch misses upstairs. Now it's 3-1. Another miss would put the Tarpons ahead once again. Carafa needs a strike here. Settles in. 3-1. Now it's 3-2. Way out in front of that was Rojas. To the count to Rojas. Double play still on the table with the bases loaded. Now the count's full. Called strike three. Slider to the lefty and Rojas knew it. Second K of the inning for Carafa. That brings up the third potential out in Felix Nagase. Two outs, one run already home for the Tarpons. The RBI walk by Jake Palmer. Now, Felix Nagase, who went for two on the day to face the lefty Carafa. Breaking ball, missing low, 1-0. Grounded out to Allegheri in the fourth. Also popped out to Reyes back in the first. Yes, 1-1. 27 pitches now is Carafa. 9 for strikes. 1-1 the count. 2 gone, and the base is loaded here in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch. Swing and a miss. And once again, we have a strike call. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Really well placed pitch there by Carafa. 2-2, two outs, bases loaded. Now the pitch. Slider low and away. 2-2. Martinez on third. He represents the go-ahead run. Arias on second. Palmer on first. Count is full to Nagase. He is 0 for 2. One more ball will not only extend this inning, but give the Tarpons the lead back. Already some action in the Threshers' bullpen. Payoff pitch. Runners go. Ball 4. Tarpons retake the lead. Hard-fought at bat from Felix Nagase to get him an RBI. His first of the series. Now the first batter in the Tarpons lineup will come up to the plate with the bases loaded. Cerna walked twice, scored twice, singled once. He is 1-for-1. First pitch on the outside corner called strike. One now to Cerna. Still the bases loaded, but two outs for the Threshers. The pitch. Inside. Now it's 1-1. Bases are loaded. Two outs in the fifth inning. Carafa needs one more out here. He looks over at third. Now the 1-1. And that gets Cerna off the top of the helmet. Or I guess that got him off the bat. Yeah, that got him off the bat. I thought for a second that it hit the top of the helmet, but I must have seen things. So, instead of a dangerous hit-by-pitch, it is just a foul ball as Cerna's bat was in an unfortunate place. Now the count's 1-2, and Carafa can end the inning here. Two outs, bases loaded. The pitch. Popped up, foul, won't do it again. Already 35 pitches in the top of the fifth for Carafa. Two runs have come across for the Tarpons, and they are tied. The Tarpons actually have a one-run lead, excuse me. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Cerna. Crawford deals. Did he go? He did not. Slider missing low. 2-2 now to Cerna. 7-6 the lead for the Tarpons with the bases loaded. Arias on third. Palmer on second. Nagase on first. Two gone. Two balls. Two strikes. The leading hitter in terms of ribbies in the league. Carafa looking to end this fifth inning. The pitch. Hit on the ground right to the shortstop, Bergoya. He flips to second. Alafano squeezes, and the fielder's choice ends the fifth inning. But eight batters come around for the Tarpons. They get their two runs on one hit, no errors, and two or three men left on base. Halfway point of this ball game, Tarpons lead the Threshers 7-6 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Keating remains on the hill for the Tarpons, and he is now pitching with the lead. 7-6, the score. Tarpons are ahead with two runs, both on bases-loaded walks in the top of the fifth inning. At the halfway point, a one-run deficit for the Threshers. They are out hitting the Tarpons, though, 6-5 with two errors to Tampa's one. First pitch to Chad Castillo, a push bunt down the third base line. A smart play with the third baseman Barrera shifted towards short, but it'll roll foul, and it's an 0-1 count to Castillo. Home run already. That gives him a 15-game on-base streak in every game since the beginning of month of June in which he has played. Threshers getting some action in their bullpen. Keating, a short third of an inning back in the fourth when he entered to replace the starter Justin Lang. Now the 0-1 to Castillo. Fastball missing outside. Count evens at one ball and one strike. He flied out to left his last time up, but his first time in the first, he had a three-run home run. That jump-started the Threshers' offense. Gave them a 4-2 lead as the breaking ball in there for a called strike two. Now it's a 7-6 deficit after two runs came across in an eight-man fifth inning for the Tarpons. Only batter that did not hit in the fifth was Jesus Rodriguez, who will lead off the sixth. 6-7 in favor of the Tarpons here in the fifth. Keating deals. Fastball upstairs. Count now 2-2 to Castillo. Six homers, 22 RBIs on the year, OPS up to 647, average just south of 200. Over 200 if you include the complex league, though. He was 3-for-11 there. Here he swings and misses and starts off the fifth with a strikeout. First of the day for Matt Keating. That'll bring out William Bergoya. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. His two previous at bats. A couple nice plays at short for Bergoya as well. 18-year-old out of Valencia in Venezuela. Reached base in all but four games in his career debut last year in the Dominican Summer League as he takes the first pitch for ball one from Matt Keating. Baseball in his blood for Bergoglio. Now the 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. William Bergoglio Sr., pro baseball player himself, 10 seasons in the minors, almost all of them with the Reds organization, where he made his major league debut in 2005. Bergoglio lifts this high and foul down the left field line, count now 2-1. With Cincinnati, primarily in the middle infield, but he also played third and left as the fastball misses upstairs to make the count 3-1 to Will Bergoglio Jr. But William Bergoglio Jr., primarily a middle infielder, only played defensively at second and shortstop last year. Bergoglio lifts this one high into left field. Curling towards the line is Palmer, right next to the dirt, two-handed grab for the second out of the fifth inning. For the next out, we'll have another scoreboard update from our friend Lance Williams. Currently, the Threshers trail 7-6 with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. And Cade Fergus, a guy who can change that very quickly, tied for 10th in the league with 8 home runs. He leads the Threshers team and is also in the top 5 with 36 ribbies on the season. Two outs in the fifth. The first pitch to Fergus, fastball that misses outside, 1-0. 22 years old, 13th round pick by the Phillies out of George Washington University. Homered in his first for his first career hit against Tampa last year. That was at Steinbrenner Field. Now he takes a strike for a 1-1 count. 1-for-4 on Sunday against Fort Myers. Breaking ball, just missing, and it's 2-1. Two strikeouts on the day for Fergus, average at .234, with a slugging percentage of .446. Two outs, the pitch. Fouled away, now it's 2-2. Sliced it backwards, did Fergus. Played center field and right field, and both this year and last year. Almost every single game he played at George Washington University, he started in center field. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, breaking ball low. Good eye by Fergus to fill up the count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dad played at the University of Miami, a walk-on there, and Fergus has already surpassed his father in terms of the length of his baseball career. Payoff pitch, inside, ball 4. And the tying run will reach first base with 2 outs in the fifth. I'm going to bring up Matt Malafano. Not exactly a power bat, but Fergus has speed. Malafano has put him in the gap to try and bring Fergus home. He already has a hit today, singled and scored back in the fourth inning. Went 2-for-5 on Sunday at Fort Myers. Ends away from a fastball inside, 1-0 to Alafano. Long Island native, stayed around there for his collegiate experience in Division II Adelphi. 1-0 inside, 2-0. Career on base percentage just shy of .500 in 3 seasons at the University of Adelphi. His grandfather, Fred Martin, played 2 years in the minor leagues for the Red Sox long before Matt was born. Fastball, eye level, now it's 3-0. So another guy with some family ties to the game. Undrafted, began the year with Clearwater last year, started this season with 4 games in the Complex League. Fastball, narrowly catching the inside corner, and it's a 3-1 count to Alafano. Adjusts his helmet and gets back in the box. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Fergus inches off of first base. He's got 7 steals this year, going for 8. It won't matter, though, as the fastball misses up and in for ball 4. Now the go-ahead run on first base. Tying run in scoring position on the 2-out walk, then a second 2-out walk with Alafano on first. 8th time now he has reached base during his current on-base streak of 5 games.
Over the course of that streak, Alafano has scored every single time he has reached base. Only Schreffler up at the plate with two outs. Home run already for Schreffler is Gerardo Casadiego. He's on the mound to have a chat with Matt Keating and the catcher, Jesus Rodriguez. So Alafano scored after he singled to lead off the fourth inning, an RBI knock by Felix Reyes. Trying to keep his scoring streak alive with a run already today. And Troy Schreffler will have to have a say in that. One homer already. He walked back in the fourth. Two outs, two on. Go-ahead run on first as the slider catches the outside corner for a called strike one to Schreffler. 22 years old out of the University of Maryland. Began his career with Clearwater last year. Began his season this year with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. But the Phillies have a plethora of outfielders across their minor league system. Didn't get enough playing time in Jersey Shore, so he was sent down and came here. This is bounced the other way to second base. Scooped up by Escanillo, sends it over to first, and Schreffler is retired on the ground out. So for the first time on his on-base streak, Matt Alafano is stranded on the base path. No runs for the Threshers, no hits, no errors, two men left, and it's still 7-6 Tarpons heading into the sixth inning. Before we get there, though, we've got another minor league scoreboard update from Lance Williams.
Yeah, Josh, the loss of action in the system right now, which is a short group clause in Winston-Salem. Those group clause hit 7-3 in the bottom of the third next to the ready fight. He feels good about it. So he puts up the early 6-1 in the bottom of the center. To the event, it's somebody who is included the DSL Phillies red run against the DSL Mets blue now in fourth. And the DSL Phillies white lost 3-1 against the DSL Rockies. That's the Phillies system today. Back to you.
Couple of no-hitters for the DSL Phillies over these past couple of weeks. Oh, it's just a whole lot of talent in the Phillies Dominican Summer League that will be on a pipeline to Clearwater sooner rather than later. But right now, the Threshers can use all the help they can get. Matt Carafa's day is done. His debut will end with him in line for the loss. One inning pitch, one hit, two runs, four walks, and two strikeouts. He'll give way to Josh Borka, who will come on to pitch the sixth inning against the 2-3-4 in the Tarpons order. Jesus Rodriguez, Brenny Escanio, and Omar Martinez of the Tampa Tarpons. 7-6 the lead for Tampa. Five hits for the Tarpons, six hits for the Threshers. And Josh Borka coming on for the second time this season. Second time this week, I guess. Didn't finish the inning on Sunday. Hit one batter, walked two, and then was taken from the game by Marty Malloy. All three runs he put on base came around to score, bringing his ERA from under two to 4.66 in his eight innings with the Threshers. He hits 11 walks and 13 strikeouts. This is his ninth game with Clearwater, where he began the season, started on the opening day roster, and was transferred down to the FCL on April the 30th. Recalled here on July the 5th in the Palm Springs series. It was excellent against the Cardinals. A couple of shutout innings. And now back with a tough part of the Tarpons order and a one-run deficit. Borka looking for some redemption from Sunday. Starts off with a slider low and the count is 1-0. Jesus Rodriguez leading things off. He's reached all three times. A double RBI, a walk and a run, and a single. 1-0 the count from Borka, the pitch. Another slider. This time it's in there for a called strike, and the count evens at 1-1. Slider, fastball, and a curve. The heater can go up to 95 for Borka, picked in the 16th round out of the University of Central Missouri by way of the State College Spikes. 1-1. Hit the other way by Rodriguez. Going back on it and leaning forward is Fergus. He makes the catch for the first out in the sixth inning. Rodriguez retired for the first time. Covering up Brenny Escanio, who's 0-1. Two walks and a run scored. He had the tying run in the fifth on the first of two walk and a runs to Jake Palmer.
Tampa has walked 10 times already today, equaling the Threshers' mark last night. 0-1 the count, 95 blown by Escanilla. Only missing at the fastball from Borca. Second time that the Threshers' pitching staff has walked Tampa 10 or more times. Fouled away by Escanilla. Bouncing down the first baseline, it's 0-2. Back on the 18th of June, the Threshers walked the Tarpons 12 times in a loss. Now they trail by one with one gone in the top of the sixth. 0-2 the count to Escanilla. And the pitch. Breaking ball, missing low, 1-2. Walk and a run in the fifth. Walk and a caught stealing in the first. And a strikeout looking in the second for Escanilla. So he's 0-for-1 on the day. Now he's got one out and a 1-2 count here in the top of the sixth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Strikeout number 14 on the year for Josh Borca. And on the day, that is the seventh time the Tarpons have struck out. Omar Martinez coming up with two gone here in the sixth. And if you use the code WALK719 for now until July the 29th, you can get a free taco with any purchase made in the Tijuana Flats app. Available on the Apple Store and Google Play. Download the Tijuana Flats app now. Fastball right down the pipe gets Omar Martinez looking for a called strike. Martinez, a sacrifice fly and a run that he struck out in the second as well, so he's 1-for-2. Now the 0-1 from Borca. Breaking ball, just missing outside. Count evens at 1-1. 7-6 is the score. Tarpons in the lead. One error for the Tarpons, two for the Threshers. They're also out hitting the Tarpons, 6-5. But Tampa has the one-run lead. They out hit the Threshers in the victory last night. But the Threshers had chunks of leads over the course of that game. 2-1 the count now to Martinez as the breaking ball leaks past the glove of Disson. We'll get a new one for Borca with two outs in the end. Two runs in the first, three in the second, now two in the fifth for the Tarpons, who lead by one in the sixth. Fastball upstairs, well gloved by Disson, and it's 3-1. Two balls, one strike, nine homers, 39 RBIs on the season for Omar Martinez, including that grand slam last night that gave the Tarpons a lead in the eighth. 3-1, fouled away. Martinez got a piece of it, now it's 3-2. Nobody on, and two outs. A full count here in the top of the sixth. Borca looking to finish the inning off clean. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Curveball from Borca punches out his second batter in a row, and he sends down the Tarpons 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. Tarpons go down in order. Threshers trailing by one. They'll be back with the bottom of the sixth on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Matt Keating remains on the hill for Tampa. has temporarily pacified a Threshers offense that had four runs in the first. And Keating has allowed just one of those hits that the Threshers had. Five hits, six runs allowed by Justin Lang in an inning and third. Keating, one hit, two walks, and a strikeout. Pulling back the bunt is Ricardo Rosario as the slider is in there for a called strike on the outside corner. Leadoff man up for the Threshers in the sixth. He is 0 for 1 with a walk, a hit by a pitch, and he stole a base and scored a run in the first. Turning away from an inside fastball by Keating, count now even at one ball and one strike. 7-6 is the score. Tarpons have led for most of this game. Now the 1-1. Sliced high in the air into shallow right field. Escanillo running backwards and makes the catch over the shoulder for the first out in the sixth inning. Rosario's popped out to second for the second time. He's 0-2. That'll bring up Jordan Byers, who was 0-3. Two strikeouts and a pop out to second as well. Brennan Escanillo, that busy day in the field. But Byers looking to turn it around, as really he has over the last couple weeks of this season. Some home runs, driving in a couple of runs, and continuing to absolutely smoke the ball when he gets good one on. 1-0 the count as the fastball misses upstairs to the 19-year-old who actually turned 20 yesterday. So big happy birthday to Jordan Byers. And as this one hit high in the air, deep into left field, going back is Palmer on the track. He won't make the catch. That ball bounces off the wall as Byers is going to pull up at second base with a one-out double. There's your birthday present, Jordan. A couple of runs scored in yesterday's contest, but he gets on board with his 13th double of the year. And now the tying run is at second base for the Threshers. Jordan Byers, an extra base hit machine. Ball just out of the reach of the left fielder, Jake Palmer. Now the tying run in scoring position, and Felix Reyes, with two RBIs already today, has the chance to drive Byers in. He's got good speed and isn't being held on third, and Reyes takes the first pitch, a slider outside for ball number one. 14th double of the year by Byers. He's now in scoring position in a 7-6 ball game. Seven hits for the Threshers, a couple of home runs, and a pair of doubles. The other one hit by Felix Reyes. That would tie the game if he can do a double again. 1-0. Sliced foul just behind the breaking ball, and it is 1-1. Double and a single, an RBI on both of the two hits for Felix. It has just been a multi-hit machine for the Threshers since joining against Lakeland back in May. Slower start to the season, but Reyes has really caught on with the Threshers and is hitting well over 280. Popped up high and foul, short run by Rodriguez, but that one quickly going into the seats, 1-2. Now Reyes leading the Threshers with 42 RBIs, including 8 in his two games in Fort Myers. For those 8, came on a grand slam. Five game on base streak up to 6 for Felix Reyes, who is 7 for his last 22, with 10 RBIs. Looking for an 11th over that span here with Byers on second base. Here's the 1-2. Bouncing into the glove of Rodriguez, attempts a back pick, but Byers back before he can go that way. 2-2 the count now to Reyes. 7-6 the score, tying run at second, go-ahead run at the plate. And Reyes, certainly no stranger to clutch home runs for the Threshers. The 2-2. Hit in the air, out to left field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Byers being waved around third by Marty Malloy. The throw home is cut off, and this game is tied. Byers, a great first step and a fast sprint home off on contact. Felix Reyes has tied his season high with 3 hits, and he has driven in 3 runs for the third straight game. 4 runs in each of the two in Fort Myers, or 4 RBIs in each of the two in Fort Myers. And now, 3 RBIs in his second game against Tampa. One out, and the go-ahead run on. Disson. Deep out to left center field, on the track, and Palmer tracks it down to make the catch. That one very well hit by Jordan Disson. Looked for a second like it had the distance, but just allowed out number two in the sixth. Well, still tied here at BayCare Ballpark, 7-all. Chad Castillo gave the Threshers a lead back in the first inning. He is up at the plate now as he pops one up foul, 0-1. He's 1-for-3, but that one hit was a big one. Three-run shot in the first that turned it from a 2-1 game to a 4-2 game. Go-ahead run is on first in the form of Felix Reyes, who has 3 stolen bases and 5 attempts this year. Castillo, 15-game on base streak with 2 home runs. Reyes off for second base. The throw not in time. And that's stolen base number 4 for Felix and ball 1 to Chad Castillo. Now the go-ahead run in scoring position with 2 outs. And a 1-1 count to Chad Castillo. The pitch. Tapped off his leg, and now it's 1-2. Felix Reyes, one of the bigger players on this Threshers team. Not a guy you'd expect to be such a good base stealer, but really smart with his leads, knows when to go. And has stolen over 66% of his bases attempted in this season. 1-2. Castillo takes it high and deep, but foul down the left field line. We will keep it at 1-2. Seven all is the score after a game that combined for 28 runs in yesterday's contest. 1-2 to Castillo. 2 outs, go ahead, run on second. The pitch, fastball missing away, 2-2. With the aggression of the Threshers base runners, you'd expect Reyes to come around and score on a single, especially with 2 outs. Castillo just needs to find some green grass here. 2-2. Hit high in the air out to center field. Coming in on it is Arias. He calls off the second baseman, Escanio. Reaches up, makes the catch, and that will end the sixth inning. But the Threshers tie up the ball game. They get the tying run, an RBI knock from Felix Reyes. 2 hits in the inning, no errors. And the go-ahead run stranded on the second base bounce. 7th inning coming up. A brand new ball game in the BayCare Ballpark. Josh Porka back to the hill. We'll be back on the Threshers Podcast. T-shirt tosses and some happy campers here at BayCare Ballpark, and the Threshers trying to keep him that way. Tied up at 7, thanks to an RBI knock by Felix Reyes in the 6th inning. He's got 3 of the Threshers' 8 hits. Dalry Arias leading off the frame for the Tarpons, swinging and a missing, and a breaking ball from Josh Porka. 2 walks and a strikeout for Arias. 10 walks on the day for Campus, so 20% of those have been issued to the man at the plate in Arias. 664 OPS, 4 homers, 27 RBIs for the left-handed hitting center fielder. And he is way behind that breaking ball from Borka, count 0-2. 1-2-3-6 for Josh. Not me, Josh Borka. Don't usually see a lot of guys with my name, at least on teams that I work for, but maybe there can only be one. Clearly not in Clearwater, because Borka certainly established himself as an important part of the Threshers' bullpen with a resurgence since his promotion back to Clearwater on July the 5th. 0-2, fastball, right down the pipe, and it's a called strike three to Dowry Arias. Three straight strikeouts for Borka. 9 on the day for the Threshers' pitching staff. 4 from Aldegary, 2 from Carafa, and Josh Borka starts off the 7th the same way he ended the 6th. 1 gone to bring up Brett Barrera, who has struck out from both of the two previous pitchers in today's ballgame. First pitch to Barrera, slider in there for a called strike 1. Struck out in the 3rd inning against Aldegary. Then in the 5th inning against Nate Carafa in his debut. Now facing Josh Borka for the first time. With Borka looking to strike out Brent Barrera. Slider again, this one at the knees, and it's a quick 0-2 count. Two really well-placed sliders by Josh Borka. A righty getting up in the Tarpons bullpen now, just starting his long tosses with one of the pitching coaches for Tampa. 0-2. Barrera holds up the swing. Did he go? He did not, says Isabella Robb, and it is 1-2 on the Tarpons' third baseman. It is Adam Stone getting loose in Tampa's pen. 1-2 with one out here in the 7th. Fouled away by Barrera. Will stay at 1-2. 7-7 is the score in the top of the 7th inning. 8 hits for the Threshers, 5 for the Tarpons. 94 on the heater, and some excited campers looking for that foul ball that bounced off the sweets behind home plate. 1-2 now to Barrera. Borka deals. Slider rides inside, and Barrera skinnies out of the way and evens the count 2-2. 2 runs in the 1st, 3 in the 2nd, 2 in the 5th for the Tarpons. Clearwater, 4 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, 4th, and 6th to make it a 7-all game. 2-2, just missing outside on the curveball. Now it's 3-2 as Borka narrowly missing. Setting up on the outside corner there was Jordan Disson. Now it's a full count to Barrera, who has a sacrifice fly already. This one is popped in the air out to shallow right field. Fergus and Alifano were chasing after it. It's Cade who makes the call and the catch for the second out of the 7th inning. Really good communication between Cade Fergus and Matt Alifano there. That one could have been made by any of the two players. Fergus running towards the ball. Had a better read on it. Alifano kind of running backwards. Fergus obviously running forwards from the outfield. And now there's two gone here in the top of the 7th inning. Jake Palmer coming up to the plate. Two walks. One of them driving in a run in the 5th. So he's driven in one and scored one. As Josh Borka has his glove off with time called, adjusting his glasses next to the pitcher's mound. Gives a quick nod to Tyler Green, indicating that he is set on the mound, and he will lean in for the sign against the left-handed hitter, Jake Palmer. 250 hitter, 7 RBIs on the day. He is 0-for-1 with 2 walks. Slider inside to the lefty, 1-0. A run scored in the 2nd after a leadoff walk. Came across on the Ronnie Rojas home run. Then grounded out to short to end the 3rd and walked in the 5th with the bases loaded to tie up the game at 6. Now the 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0. Borka hasn't gone longer than 2 innings this season, but the Threshers' bullpen is empty because he is pitching very well. 25 pitches, 16 for strikes, but a 2-0 count to Palmer here. Now the pitch. That will tip into the mid of Disson, and the count is 2-1. We get a new baseball. Palmer apologizing because I think he caught the glove of Disson on the backswing. 2 balls and 1 strike. Two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Bortka has retired all five previous hitters. Looking to keep that trend up here. Two balls and one strike. The pitch, breaking ball, nicely settles into the center of the zone. That slider was outside until the last possible second from Bortka, dipping back in and evening the count of 2-2. That has been really his best pitch so far today. The fastball has been in pretty consistent around 95, and the slider has just been so successful for Josh Bortka today. 2-2. High in the air out to left field. Schreffler, settles underneath it towards the foul line. He makes the catch for the final out of the seventh inning. So for the second straight frame, Josh Bortka sets down the Tarpons in order. We are tied at 7 heading into the seventh inning stretch. Begonia, Fergus, and Alafano in the bottom of the frame coming up for the Threshers. Tampa Tarpons, their third pitcher used after Matt Keating finishes off the day. No decision for him. 2 1/3 innings pitch, 3 hits, 1 run allowed. And 2 walks and a strikeout. Tie ball game, 7 apiece, just about even here in Clearwater as well. 8 hits to 5 in favor of the Threshers, 2 errors to 1 with the Threshers having the 2. They rarely finish a game with more errors than the opposition. Well, that is the case thus far today. Both errors charged to Troy Schreffler and left. He has a solo home run. He'll be up if one of the first 3 of the Threshers gets a hit here in the 7th inning. William Borgoia, a walk already, and he's 0-2. Cade Fergus, a walk, and he is 0-2, is on deck. Matt Alafano has reached in each of his last 2 plate appearances with a walk, a single, and a run scored. He's in the hole. Lefty Borgoia grabs the first pitch of the day from Adam Stone right to the second baseman Escanio. He sends it to first base. 1 pitch, 1 out. We're in the 7th inning. Stone, a 5.14 ERA on the season. Tall right-handed pitcher for the Tarpons, coming out of Harvard, born in Stamford, Connecticut, 21 years old, 6'6", 220, making his 13th appearance of the season and his career, 5.14 ERA, a 1-2 record in 14 innings, 10 walks, 13 strikeouts, opponents hitting .327 off the tall right-hander. Now Cade Fergus at the plate, and he is plunked. So 2 quick outcomes in the first 2 at-bats from Stone. First pitch to Borgoia, grounded out to second. First pitch to Fergus, beans him in the back. And now the tie run, or the go-ahead run, excuse me, is on first base. Matt Alafano has been just so adept at reaching base for the Threshers. All but a hand, like 2 or 3 of his games, he has reached base for Clearwater. A lot of walks, but he's still getting on. And he's reached in each of the last 6 games. He's reached 8 times over the last 6 games now, scoring 7 runs. Now he takes the first pitch for a strike, count 0-1 to Alafano, 22 years old, in his second season as a pro. 4-for-15 in 4 games in the Complex League before he was transferred here to Clearwater. Now Fergus off for second, but he'll have to go back as Alafano strikes a fastball foul, 0-2. Fergus was commonly pinch running for the Threshers. 7 steals in 8 attempts. an aggressive base stealer, but he's starting to get that way as the year goes on, really acclimating himself to the way the Threshers do things. The best base stealing team by about 40 stolen bases over the rest of the Florida State League. 0-2 now to Alifano. Fergus offers second again. Fastball misses. High throw. Fergus slides into second safely with stolen base number 8. The go-ahead run in scoring position here in the bottom of the 7th inning, and Alifano staying alive on a 1-2 count. He walked his last time up and is 1-for-2. A single would likely give the Threshers the lead. They've got some action getting started in the bullpen, but Borka has already pitched a sparkling 2 innings of work. 1-2 to Alifano. Short leadoff second by Fergus. Check swing popped up in a right field. That might just drop, and it does. Bloop single as Fergus is rounding third. The ball dropped by Nagase, and the go-ahead run scores. A check swing single for Matt Alifano brings in the go-ahead run from second base. RBI number 2 on the year, hit number 2 for the second straight game for Alifano, and the Clearwater Threshers take the lead 8-7. How about that? Alifano checked his swing, held it up about halfway through, and it ends up looping into right. 8-7 Threshers. And now Troy Schreffler up at the plate with a solo homer already. He takes the first pitch, and it's a 1-0 count. Schreffler, 3 homers and 8 RBIs with a solo shot. That tied the game up in the second. He's 1-for-2 on the day with a walk and a ground out. Alifano, short lead off of first. Schreffler holds up the swing. Back throw to back pick to first. Alifano slides in underneath the Omar Martinez tag. 1-1 the count to Schreffler. 15th rounder out of Maryland. Last year's 2022 draft class debuted at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Game 1 for most of the group was on August 2nd. Breaking ball, missing outside, 2-1 count to Schreffler. Schreffler was part of that group, along with guys like Chad Castillo, Caleb Ricketts, Cade Fergus. Ricketts ended up hitting 4-for-5. Schreffler and Fergus each homered for their first career hit. 2-1. Swing and a miss over the top of the breaking ball. It's 2-2. Threshers got double-digit hits in that game and won 9-1 over the Tarpons. In the debut for most of this draft class. This year, though, it's been a very evenly played series on the season between these two sides. 2-2. Sliced high and foul behind home plate. We will stay there at 2-2. Alifano was rarely close to stealing second base, but that ball was foul from the moment it left the bat. 2-2 to Schreffler. Threshers in the lead for the first time since the 4th inning. 2-2. 1-1. One run already across in the bottom 7th. The pitch. Sliced foul again, this time down the right field line, and it's still 2-2. Schreffler making Adam Stone work for this one. Two now. One gone in the 7th inning. Alifano, who was 0-for-1 in attempting steals so far with the Threshers this year, inches off of first. 2-2. Schreffler again fouls it off. That's 3 straight pitches knocked away by Schreffler. Really good defensive at bat for Clearwater's left fielder. He played over 20 games with Jersey Shore at the start of the season. Just so many strong outfielders have emerged over there. 2-2, Alifano, a big jump, heads to second, pops one up in foul territory. He's going to have to sprint back to first, but luckily that ball bounces on the top of the dugout and stays foul. 4th pitch in a row, fouled away by Schreffler. He'll come back for pitch number 9, and Alifano will remain safe on first base. So Schreffler, an 8-game on base streak, 2 home runs and 5 RBIs over that course of time. His last 2 home runs tied the ballgame. Before today, his last home run broke up a no-hitter and tied the game in the top of the 6th against Bradenton back on June the 29th as Alifano is checked back safely to first base. And today's home run tied the game up at 5 in the second inning. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Schreffler now. 1 on, 1 out. Stone sets and deals. Chop down a third base. Flip to second for 1. On to first, and that will end the inning. With an around-the-horn double play for the Tarpons. Barrera, Escanio, and Martinez combined to end the frame after a long at-bat by Schreffler ends the inning in a double play. But the Clearwater Threshers retake the lead. 8-7 is the score thanks to Matt Alafato's RBI single. Metro Vincade Fergus. 1 run, a hit, no errors, and nobody left. 8 Threshers, 7 for the Tarpons. Clearwater leads by 1. And we'll have a big league scoreboard from our friend Lance Williams.
Next, the Braves still scoreless in Arlington in the bottom of the second. The Marlins are down 4-0 in St. Louis. Games yet to begin. Houston Astros in Colorado. The Red Sox in Oakland. Philadelphia Phillies host the Milwaukee Brewers at 6:40. The Yankees are in Anaheim against the Rangers. The Dodgers in Toronto.
Thank you, Lance. We'll see you again for the post-game show. And right now, it's looking like a pretty favorable outcome for the Threshers. 8-7 is the lead. Josh Wurka has retired all 6 batters that he faced in his previous 2 innings of work. 1-run lead for Clearwater. They've got the top of the lead, top of the order coming up in the bottom of the 8th. But they'll have to get through Ronnie Rojas, Felix Nagase, and Jared Serna in order to get there. Rojas has a 2-run homer to his name. He is 1-for-3. Felix Nagase is 0-for-2, but does have an RBI, and he is on deck. Borka, first pitch to Rojas, right down the plate on the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Just fool Rojas by floating the slider past him, and it's an 0-1 count. Rojas, the average back up over 200 with that home run, but he struck out his last time up. Fastball over the middle, but low, 1-1. Left-on-right matchup. Borka, pretty solid. They're going to try and extend him as much as they can in this ballgame. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Borka, that slider is working for him so well. Rojas, unable to go anywhere near that on the swing. Threshers' bullpen is clean, even though Borka is in his 3rd inning of work. And Oziel Rodriguez is getting up and warm for the Tarpons. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Rojas, and Borka deals. Curveball, wave and a whiff, strike 3. Josh Borka, unstoppable right now. He's faced 7 batters and struck out 4 of them. Starts off the 8th with a punchy. I'll bring up Felix Nagase, who walked and drove in a run back in the 5th, but is otherwise 0-for-2. Pop out and a ground ball back to the pitcher in his last 2 at-bats. Borka, with an 8-7 lead behind him, gets a nasty swing and a miss on a slider from Borka. 0-1 the count on Nagase. Once again, that slider just filthy. Here's the 0-1 now to Nagase. And Felix Nagase ducked out of the way of a slider that slipped out of the hands of Borka, and it hit off of his bat. A tough way to get a strike, but the Threshers will take it 0-2. One of those that just slipped right out of the hands, but it ends up in favor of Clearwater, 0-2 the count, with 1 out here in the top of the 8th. Borka sets to the belt, he deals. Nasty slider on the outside corner, called strike 3. I have not seen that slider look this good from Josh Bortka. Two strikeouts for the second time in an inning. He's up to six on the day now. The highest mark for a Threshers reliever is eight, set by Danny Wilkinson against Palm Beach a couple weeks ago. Now, two outs for Jared Cerna, who has walked twice, singled, and reached on a fielder's choice, but that ended the inning. And he takes the first pitch, a fastball, for called strike one. So Cerna, 1 for 2 on the day with two runs scored, and he was caught stealing back in the fourth as well. 8-7 the lead. Threshers have been out in front now after getting a run in the seventh. Slider bouncing away from Dissett, and the count evens at 1-1. Rare mistake we've seen on the slider from Bortka. That's the last one. Kind of worked in his favor. Bouncing the slider off the bat of Felix Nagase in the last at-bat. 1-1 the count to Cerna. 1-1 lead for the Threshers with two outs in the eighth. The pitch. Slider again on the upper corner. 1-2. Just perfect location with that pitch for the most part from Josh Bortka. He is really doing everything for the Threshers on the mound. 38 pitches, 27 for strikes in what has to be one of the best relief outings of the season. Pitch clock violation, though, on Bortka there, and the count's now 2-2. Waving a whip, strike three. Josh Bortka strikes out the side in the eighth. He's got six punch-outs in a brilliant three innings of relief. Down go the Tarpons, 1-2-3, all strikeouts, and the Threshers looking to pile on some insurance in the bottom of the eighth. 8-7 the lead. We'll be right back on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Every Friday home game is family time, family fun night, and incredible packages include two game tickets, two hot dogs, two bags of chips, and two drinks for only $16. And you present coupon for Wednesday's newspaper or Friday's e-paper. Enjoy a great night at the ballpark conference up at Tampa Bay Times.
On for the Tarpons, Osiel Rodriguez making his first appearance for Tampa after the debut of Montana Semmel last night. 21 years old out of Ciego de Avila in Cuba. 11 relief appearances for the Complex League Yankees for Osiel. A save, which he's not eligible for today. 11 hits, 3 runs in 17 innings of work. Just 5 walks and 26 strikeouts. He has not thrown more than 13 games in a season, but he has yet to finish a year with double-digit walks. So, in his fourth year pro, a slow rise, but the 21-year-old Rodriguez, a promising pitching prospect for the New York Yankees. Signed out of Cuba in 2018. Has played a little bit in Tampa. Just 2 games last year, but he allowed 6 runs in 2 1/3 for the Tarpons. And this year, making his season debut against the Threshers, trailing 8-7. Adam Stone in line for the loss, only throwing in the 7th inning, allowed 1 hit with a hit by a pitch, no strikeouts, no walks, 1 run. And now Osiel Rodriguez will face the top of the Threshers order beginning with Ricardo Rosario. Rosario 0-for-2 on the day. Hit by a pitch, stole a base, and walked as he takes a first pitch fastball outside. Tyler Green, I believe, moving Brenny Ascanio off of the line up the middle on second base just to make sure he's properly shifted. Can't have him too far up the middle, according to the new rules. Rosario pops the 1-0 pitch up foul, quickly reaching the seats, and the count now even at 1-1. 8-7 the score for the Threshers. They've got 9 hits with 5 for the Tarpons. And Rosario cracks this into left field, but with the outfield shifted deep, Jake Palmer is right there to make the catch. A well-hit ball by Rosario, caught two steps in front of the warning track and left. One gone in the eighth, and Jordan Viers, fresh off the double and the tying run in the sixth, will come up to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. They lead it 8-7 with one out in the eighth. Unclear if Borka is going to come out for his fourth inning of work in the ninth. As did he go? He did, according to Isabella Robb. 0-1 the count to Viers, who's 1-for-4 on the day. Doubles machine is Viers, 14 of them now on the season. Fastball over the outside corner, 0-2. No real shift for the infield. We've seen a couple of lefty shifts on Jordan Viers before, but not today from Tampa. 0-2, outside on the breaking ball, 1-2. One run separates the two teams. The Threshers have scored in all but two innings so far today. Viers drills this one high and deep out to right field. Nagase running into the corner and makes a great catch, finishing in foul territory on a deep fly ball down the right field line from Viers. Great catch by Nagase, and that brings up Felix Reyes with two outs. He's already tied a career high set on June the 30th against Bradenton, in which he also had three RBIs. He punctuated that game with a three-run shot, an absolute missile out to left field, and he's hit the ball just as hard today with a double and two singles. Takes a fastball on the outside corner to make it 0-1. Two home runs and 8 RBIs against the Mighty Muscles last week. He's got 11 in his last 4 games. This one bounced off the catcher. It's going to roll foul. Rodriguez was chasing. Reyes continuing to hustle over to first. It's 0-2. RBI singles in each of his past two at-bats. He's 3-for-4. Each hit has come with a run batted in. RBI double in the first to put the Threshers on the board. RBI single in the fourth to give the Threshers a lead. And then another go-ahead RBI single in the sixth that tied up the game. 0-2 the count to Reyes, who has ballooned his RBI numbers up to 43, which puts him in seventh in the league over Rubel Cespedes of Fort Myers. 0-2 the count to Reyes, two gone and no one on. Threshers lead 8-7. The 0-2 sliced high and foul. We'll do it again. Still 0-2 now to Reyes. Rodriguez deals. Bouncing breaking ball, and it's 1-2. New ball will come to OCL Rodriguez. Fourth Tarpons pitcher out there. 6 runs allowed by Lang. 1 for Keating and Stone, and Rodriguez has taken the first 2 batters off the table. Now has a 2-2 count to Felix Reyes as the breaking ball misses. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. One-run lead for the Threshers in the bottom eight. The 2-2. Sliced high and foul once again. Felix Reyes fighting off pitch after pitch to stay alive. He is just a gamer. Off the field, he's pretty quiet. On the field, he is a big ball of energy. He takes an inside pitch. Good job to shoulder the swing as the changeup misses to make it 3-2. He's already reached three times today, tying that season high and career high of three hits. Now the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Threshers in the eighth. Now it comes down to the ninth. One run separates the Threshers and the Tarpons. Stay tuned for the thrilling potential conclusion as Josh Borko will go for the 12-out save here in the top of the ninth inning.
On Friday, August 4th, joins the Water Threshers as we host Veterans and Military Appreciation Night, presented by Kelly's Catering. The first time as a man in school gate to receive an American Santa Claus cap, courtesy of Kelly's Catering. Veterans, active and reserve members will receive one field box. Second, two thirds of Veterans on crew. Fans are also invited to pin on special military themed jerseys worn by the players, proceeds to benefit with the Santa Foundation and the Henry House Fund.
Josh Borko can finish out this game. He'll be the sixth Threshers reliever to go four innings in a contest. Gene Cabrera has done it twice, and he has earned a save in the process. Josh Borko will try and equal that accomplishment after a brilliant first three innings of work where he has struck out six batters and retired all nine that he has faced. Now a difficult part of the Tarpons' order, with Jesus Rodriguez, Brenny Escanio, and Omar Martinez. The good news is that was the first trio to face against Borka when he came on in the top of the sixth inning. He got Rodriguez to fly out to right and then struck out Escanio and Martinez to end the frame. Now he comes in an 8-7 ball game in line for the victory. First pitch to Rodriguez, grounded to short. Borgoia gobbles it up, one pitch, one out, as he makes the throw to first in time.
Second baseman, Brady Escanio.
In the sixth inning, Borka came on with the Threshers trailing 6-5. It is now 8-7. Or sorry, 7-6. It's now 8-7. I'm bad at math. One out in the ninth, Brenny Escanio up at the plate. He is 0-2 with two strikeouts. Fastball just missing outside, and it's 1-0. The slider has been the key for Borka. Peter has been averaging right around 95 for the tall right-hander. 1-0. Fastball right down Main Street. Count evens at 1-1 as Escanio does not swing. No one up in the pen for the Threshers. Borka, just a hair over 40 pitches with 42 thrown, 30 for strikes. 1-1 to Escanio. Hit on the ground right to first baseman Castillo. He scoops it up, drops it, sprinting towards first, and won't get there in time. Brenny Escanio taking advantage of the bobble by Castillo. We'll see if it's an infield hit, but it'll likely be the third error of the game for the Clearwater Threshers. Now the tying run is on base in the ninth, and the Threshers send a lefty to the mound in the left field bullpen. Looks like Braden Fosnot getting loose with Escanio over on first. Double play would end the game as the first pitch to Omar Martinez misses to make it 1-1. E3 and the Threshers have reached 3 errors in a ball game for the 4th time this season. Second time in the month of July, as now the 1-0 to Martinez is locked and loaded. Borca deals inside on the fastball, 1-0, Disson drops it, but picks it up quickly to keep Escanio on first base. 2-0 now to Martinez, same count that started off on Brenny Escanio. 15 stolen bases on the season in 20 attempts. He is 44 for 58 in his 3-year career. Big leadoff first. Castillo there holding him on. 2-0 the pitch. Opt up. Foul. 2-1. Is the count. Fosnacht getting loose in the Threshers' pen. One out. The pitch. Breaking ball, bouncing into the glove of Disson. Another well-blocked play, and the count is 3-1. One out and one on. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Now the count is full. A full count, so we may see Escanio head to second base. We'll see how cautious the Tarpons want to play it, trailing by one here in the ninth. Payoff pitch, Escanio stays put, and he'll go to second on the walk. Marty Malloy waiting on the bottom step of the dugout, and he is going to come out as Jordan Disson walks to the mound on the mound visit. The entirety of the Threshers infield will join him. Marty is not yet pointed to the bullpen where Braden Fosnacht is warming up. It has been a great game for Josh Borca with the error and the walk here in the ninth, the only two runners he has allowed on base. And Josh Borca is in line for the victory as he leaves 3 1/3 innings of scoreless ball. An unearned and an earned run on base with 6 strikeouts in 3 1/3 innings pitched. He is responsible for both runners on base, and a new pitcher will come out of the Threshers bullpen as Borca is back in the Threshers dugout. 2 outs remaining in the ninth, 1 run and 2 on for the Threshers. We'll be right back with the rest of the ninth inning. Thank you. Braden Fosnacht on the mound for the Threshers, looking for the two-out save that would be the first of his career. A lot of credit has to go to Josh Borka, who, though he is responsible for the first two runners on in the ninth, one walk, six strikeouts, no hits in 3 1/3 innings of work. Six strikeouts for Borka is a career high. And Braden Fosnacht coming in a tight spot. Go-ahead run on first, tying run on second after an error and a walk in the ninth inning. Three errors on the day for the Threshers, but 9 hits and 8 runs. They lead by 1. Dalry Arias up for the Tarpons as Fosnacht deals. His first pitch, a fastball, misses outside, 1-0. Martinez, the go-ahead run on first. Descanio, the tying run on second. One out in the ninth with 2 on. A double play would end it, so Bergoglio is pinched as far up the middle as he can get, holding the runner on second. Curveball missing upstairs, 2-0. Fosnacht in his first appearance of the series. 14 appearances, 11 now out of the bullpen, coming off of 2 shutout innings in a Sunday win against Palm Beach. 2-0 to Arias. He holds up the swing, fastball high and tight. Now it's 3-0. Fosnacht in danger of walking the bases loaded here with 3 straight balls to start off his outing. 2 on and 1 out. Looking for that double play ball to end the game. Fosnacht deals, fouled away as Arias went after the 3-0 pitch and sends it back into the netting. That might be the shot in the arm that Fosnacht needs. 9 hits for the Threshers, 5 for the Tarpons. 3 errors for Clearwater, though, has kept Tampa in this. 8-7 is the score. Clearwater clinging to a 1-run lead in the ninth. Fosnacht, a look over at second, the 3-1. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike 2. Arias thought he was headed to first, but he'll put the hand up to call a timeout with a full count. On a full count to Martinez, Escanillo stayed put at first. Likely to see the same here with a full count and the go-ahead run on first base. One out in the ninth. Fosnacht against the lefty Arias. Deals. Curveball slapped into left field, but it's well fouled into the netting above the short left field wall. We'll do it again. Still a 3-2 count to Arias. Fosnacht, sinker, fastball, slider, cutter, and a change, his 5-pitch mix. 4.88 ERA in his 11th relief appearance. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Arias. A look over to second and the pitch. It's waving a whiff, strike 3. A fastball on the outside corner, and Braden Fosnacht gets a huge strike 3 on Dalry Arias. That ought to calm things down. Now the play to just about any base with 2 on and 2 outs. Go-ahead run on first. That's Omar Martinez. Tying run on second. That's Brenny Escanio. And now Brett Barrera up at the plate with a run batted in already. He's 0 for 3 on the day, though. Had a sack fly in the first. First pitch to Barrera. Inside corner. Called strike 1 on the changeup from Fosnacht. Barrera had a strikeout against 2 of the 3 prior pitchers that he has faced. Flied out to right against Borka. Now the 0-1 hit to second. Alifano picks it up, sends it over to first base, and that is the ball game for the Threshers. Braden Fosnacht called on to get 2 outs, and that is exactly what he did. Save number 1 in Braden Fosnacht's career, and Josh Borka picks up a win for the Threshers as well. Third win of the season if you count the complex league for Borka, and his 4th of his career. A fantastic late game pitching performance as Borka shuts down the Tarpons after the 6th inning, allowing 2 runs on an error and a walk in the 9th, and then Braden Fosnacht finishes the job to put the Threshers within 2 wins of 60 on the season. They take the win by a final score of 8-7. Borka the victory, and Fosnacht gets the save. Felix Reyes with 3 RBIs, Matt Alifano doing his part as well. And I'll let Lance Williams tell you the rest on the post-game show. Big victory for the Threshers, don't you think, Lance?
Yeah, a great bounce-back win after the 17-11 loss yesterday. The series now tied at one apiece. And overall season series between Tampa and Bluewater is tied at 7-7. So the scoring started off for the Tampa Tarpons in the first inning. Starting off was Amar Martinez, who gave a sacrifice fly and throwing error from Troy Strucker. The setup was able to score. And then Brett Barrera, another sacrifice fly, brought in Jesus Rodriguez. The Threshers, though, they took the lead in the bottom of the first inning. And Felix Reyes doubled that bar home for Ricardo Rosario. And then Chad Castillo pounded his 6-point run out to right center field to bring home Felix Reyes and Jordan Bissell. Tarpons, though, took the lead back once again at the top of the second with Ronnie Rojas home run, his 7th of the season, bringing home Jacob Palmer, followed by a Jesus Rodriguez double, bringing in Jared Seven. That made the score 5-4 in Tampa. And Troy Streffler in the bottom of the second, he hit his 3rd home run of the season, even the score. Then in the bottom of the fourth, Felix Reyes singled, bringing home Matt Alifano, gives the Threshers the lead once again 6-5. Another score change in the top of the fifth, though, when the Tarpons walked, or the Threshers walked to Jake Palmer, who took the bases loaded, to bring home Brennan Escondido. But the Gazers walked to the bases loaded, to bring home Brennan Escondido. The Threshers, though, tied the game in the bottom of the sixth, Felix Reyes hit another single, and Jordy Byers, in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Matt Alifano, he hit a single out to right field that had a big running run. This is the score at 8-7. So overall, just a terrific night for the Threshers offense. A total of 9 hits, and for the 3rd straight game, every single Thresher who reached the plate had clearance on the plate. And once those Threshers got on base, 3 stolen bases, one from Rosario, Kate Curtis, and Felix Reyes. More about Felix Reyes. 3-for-5 today with a double and 3 RBIs. He continues to rake in runs for the Threshers. Also, Matt Alifano, his 2nd straight game with multiple hits. He was 2-for-4 with an RBI. Good day for the Threshers. 2nd baseman, Chad Castillo, his 3-run blast extended his on-base streak to 15 straight games. That's going back to June 1st. Yes, Castillo did miss about 2 weeks in May, but still, after the pitching, the Threshers pitching had 13 strikeouts as a team. First, we need to highlight Josh Morta, who got his 1st win of single A this year. He's now 1-0. He pitched 3 3rd innings, no hits, no runs, just 1 walk and 6 strikeouts. He retired the first 9 batters he saw in the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning. Just one man just walked. And Braden Fosnack got the last 2 outs of the game. His 1st career save, no hits, no runs, no walks, with 1 strikeout in his last 2 outs of the game. So the Threshers now 58-28 on the year, 14-6 on the season. On the 2nd half, the Tarpons still remain under 500, 42-44 overall, and 11-9 in the 2nd half. Now let's take a look at the rest of the Florida State League scoreboard. One game has been completed, the completion of the St. Lucie Mets Palm Beach Cardinals game from yesterday. They got postponed. Palm Beach Cardinals won 8-7 against the Mets. And the other game going on right now, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles in Bradenton. That game is experiencing a rain delay in the bottom of the 6th. The Bradenton Marauders, though, currently have a 6-5 lead there. Now, the Threshers still below the Bradenton Marauders, unless the Bradenton Marauders lose today, in which the Threshers and Marauders will be tied for 1st in the West Division. Now, other games to be made up for to be continued today. The Lakeland Flying Tigers are in Dunedin at 6:30, and the Jupiter Hammerheads are in Daytona against the Tortugas at 6:35. The St. Lucie Mets Palm Beach game for today, though, did get postponed due to rain. South. Now the Philadelphia Phillies, they play tonight at 6:40 against the Milwaukee, against the Brewers. The Threshers, though, their next game is tomorrow here at Bayfair Ballpark. 6:30 is the first pitch, and 6:15 is the pregame show here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. You can purchase tickets on threshersbaseball.com/tickets or at the box office here at Bayfair Ballpark. For me, Lance Williams, and Josh Berger, and everyone else here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, we'd like to thank you for joining in on this broadcast as the Threshers come out victorious 8-7 versus the Tampa Tarpons. We'd like to wish you a good Wednesday afternoon here in